Greetings, Ogling Quigger and Mamzer Ass Clowns. This is Pastor Martin Linstead along with the Fat Kike. And tonight we're going to go ahead and do, Aryan Nations Present, The Dying Zog. Now, this is a show of the night of the 19th and the 20th, very last day of winter, very first day of spring. We go ahead and talk about this crazed Anglo mestizo who goes ahead and guns down some, Gook Mamzeruses. And I go ahead in this show and explain how these Gook Mamzeruses got to the Zogland. And pretty much, from what I gather, they're just elderly, equivalent of boomer Koreans who, pretty well were caught in the yobo culture of, the United States Army in South Korea, where pretty well these prostitutes come to America, they take whatever relatives they want to go ahead and take, then they go ahead and divorce or get rid of their shithead sergeants, just like Trader Glenn Miller, and then they go on to form, in some cases, at the Army posts, off base, they go ahead and form these kimchi, dog food, ramen noodle restaurants, and they also go ahead and set up a massage parlor. And what we have here is just simply some goober, some Anglo-Mestizo goober. He ain't a white supremacist, but what he decided to do is, he couldn't just deal with beating his meat, or he couldn't go ahead and deal with hiring these gookuses. So he goes ahead and decides to go ahead and gunned down six out of eight of them here, and then shot some wigress and maybe her husband or whatever. Went ahead and shot whoever else was in the way. So, he's not a white supremacist, but what you have is you end up having the crazed Zoglings going ahead and using this to show their hatred for, Zogling, Quigger, American ass clowns. The truth of the matter is that most of the violence is nigger, nigger strong arm, nigger strong arm violence against, simply old gook men and gook women most of the time. And so essentially the Jews are using the gooks to, go ahead and spread more hate crimes, spread more gun legislation, do whatever. And the problem is we have a Quigger problem. And yes, of course, you exterminate all the Jews and the niggers and the gooks and run them off. They have no place in the in the Zogland. And what you do is you make sure that you deal with these evil Quiggers first. So anyway, I'll go ahead and talk with Fat Kike for tonight's episode of The Dying Zog. Hail Victory.
All right, this is the Fat Kike Show. This is Fat Kike. This is my show. It is 1:15 a.m. on March 20th, 2021. It looks like Martin's going to be coming on here. Let me see where Defus is. Where's your audio? Set up your audio. So Martin's trying to set up his audio. He's taking a while. I guess there's no Papa Cat anymore. So Papa Cat's just checking out. Fuck, am I tired? Yeah. Viewing only, no audio connected. Okay, well, we're good. All right, so I think Martin's a little upset because I let I let this fucker, what is this, Papa Twat asshole guy, let some of his comments through. Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about it.
Recording started.
Oh shit! There's Defus. Okay, hold on. Stop recording.
Recording paused.
All right, here we go. Hey, Martin?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's up?
Okay, well, initially, first time I couldn't get on,
and didn't have audio. That's why we hit that off and then got back on.
All right.
Anyway, let's see, I've had an interesting week. What happens is I filed, last Thursday, I filed on the 11th a memorandum to the Ohio Supreme Court. You know, pretty well just...
Oh, wait. Okay, sorry, Martin. Oh, shoot. Martin, I got a problem with the audio. Gosh darn it. Hold on. I have to... You're not being recorded. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, I didn't fucking... It's just so early in the morning. I just don't have my wits about me. Okay, here we go. That is default. Okay, let's see. Okay, hello. Okay, go ahead and say something.
Can you hear me?
Okay, now you're being recorded. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, you're being recorded.
It's been an interesting week. On the 11th of March, which was exactly the 10th anniversary of the Fukushima Chernobylization, you know, caused by the stupidity of them, you know, having old nuclear reactors.
You're going to start with that?
Well, yeah. So what happens is that Nigger Lips is now, he's gone ahead and sent, you know, I went ahead and mailed this off to the Washington Compost, the New York Times, the Willoughby and Cleveland newspapers, in the Columbus newspaper, because, hey, I mean, I think it's news that the area nations is going ahead and since June or July of 2016 have wanted to, you know, to Chernobylize the North Perry nuclear power plant. They'll go ahead, and since they act like Sodom and Gomorrah, treat them like Sodom and Gomorrah. So what happens, Nigger Lips had another shit fit. Well, he went ahead and sent another series of emails to the Nigger judge Solomon Oliver, and to the other Wigger judge, and pretty well is saying that he can't go ahead and get an expert witness for damages because all the psychiatrists refuse to testify because they don't want me to go ahead and do to them what y'all have done to Kyle Bristow and the rest here. You know what I mean? Brett Gronkowski. So he's whining and pissing and moaning. Well, pretty well, my position is that, you know, in addition to Chernobylizing the North Perry nuclear power plant, what we need to do is also, treat South Dakota the same way if they go ahead and do the same thing. Now, they don't have a nuclear power plant, but they do have a big old dam. And the citizens of Sodom, what they were supposed to do is 10 righteous ones were presumably to go ahead and put the judges of Sodom and Gomorrah to death here along with their families. Instead, they all decided to cornhole Jesus Christ and the Archangel Michael. So Yahweh sodomized Sodom and Gomorrah and the other three cities of play. You go ahead and act like a Canaanite, you get treated like a Canaanite. So
worse than Canaanite.
I think the...
Worse than a Canaanite.
I think the Second Civil War is actually underway. Uh-huh. If you're going to go ahead and say who was the second casualty or the first casualty of the Second Civil War, I would say, Ashley Babbitt. You know, the poor, you know, Wigress Magatard who, got shot by Judas Pence's nigger pig. But you gotta realize, and the Republicans are beginning to realize this. They're beginning to realize that this was a coup by Senile Joe. This was a coup by Senile Joe and the Democrats. He wasn't actually legitimately elected. It was just simply a bunch of, crooked crap here, you know, and then they went ahead and did it in Georgia. So now some of the Republicans are realizing that why should they bother to vote? And, I've gotten even grit, you know, by the way, I went ahead and posted, one of your cards.
I know, I was wondering when you were going to fucking mention that.
Tonight on the 13th, and you ended up having me say, you know, now I don't believe Harold Covington was a faggot. I don't believe it was a Zogbot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's not a faggot, you know, or a Zogbot. That's just your belief.
Well, hey, you know, I mean, I'm not going to argue the point here. I like, you know, Harold Covington a lot better than you and everybody else does. Now, I have been. Most of the Christian identity have a somewhat negative view of him. You know what I mean? I had a mildly positive view of him.
Yeah,
and it didn't make
friends,
sense to me.
You're friends with his people
to fight
too.
With him. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I understand. So I just want to let you know, I answered your thing. I want to apologize. I wasn't really paying attention to what he was writing. After a while, I just started just posting his comments without even looking at them. But you're right; he is writing.
Yeah.
So you don't want him. But some of these things, you know, what about this comment? Let me ask you about this comment. He says, Boomer Tard Marty would just eat the nuclear waste like Isaac Newton, or stick the plutonium up his ass like his fart jokes on Saturday Night Shabbat. So I shouldn't. I shouldn't post that. Is that you don't like that?
No, I don't. What happens is, he went ahead and asked to post onto my forum. I go ahead and, I'll let him. If it gets too bad here, I'll go ahead and delete his comments. But no, usually, you know, like I said before,
okay, well, why
don't,
okay,
third roar.
Okay, but, yeah, why don't you just tell me which comments you want me to delete of his? Because I don't even know. I mean, some of this stuff is kind
of... Probably none of them.
Well, you said you posted.
So,
You said you posted.
I went ahead and posted answers.
Yeah, you said you posted his on your forum. No, on your forum, right? Oh, you're saying you posted.
It
was
on my forum. It was on my Pastor Winston blog.
Oh, okay.
So I went ahead and let him go ahead and criticize me. So it's not a spammer. So hey, look, asshole. Then, you know, then what happens is you've gotten on to me for.
Yeah, I
not,
did.
Not getting on, you know, Grids Grinder Greggy, you know what I mean?
But I think that's a fair criticism. Wait, you don't think that's a fair criticism? I mean, I wasn't being personal about it.
Oh, no, maybe it isn't. But I've said, you know, in comment, is I don't think he's a Zogbot, like Dickie Splintler is.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
He's an Aryan faggot here. My position is that since I believe in 10,000 warlords, I think Sandfags Crisco could go ahead and do worse than Grizz Grinder Greggy for a warlord. You know what I mean? He doesn't do any faggotry in Newton County, Missouri. So, you know, I'm not really worried about it. You know what I mean?
No, I know,
I've been accused of not getting on him because
right.
I want to have my comments published in Countercurrents, and that is a legitimate claim, although I don't see what's it to them, you know what I mean? Yeah, I want some of my comments posted, and no, I'm not going to shit on Grids Grinder Greggy, okay? You know, I got old Genderbender pissing ammonia about that, you know, fuck him. You know what I mean? He's a crazed man's or Jew boy faggot here with gender identity issues. Fuck him. You know what I mean? Why should, you know, if I want to go ahead and act nice on Grids Grinder Greggy's forum, you know what I mean? So I can get posted on there, well then guess what? I'll do that because he has a good size audience.
No, I know, but now, that's why people, thing, but you're gonna get shit on for that, Marty. Or Martin, you're gonna get shit on by Papa Cat.
Don't
or by
call
Papa,
me Marty. I don't like
I know.
Being
no,
Marty.
I did that. I'm sorry. I did that on accident. Martin.
Papa,
you,
is that Papa? Is that Papa Cat? Meow.
No. No, that's Papa Twat. It's Papa Twat. Papa Twat has come back. All those comments are by the. Yeah, all those comments are the same person, and it's Papa Twat.
Yeah. Okay. Stupid, you know, just a stupid. Jew or Mamzer or both, asshole, you know, faggot, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, so, you know, I mean, If they're a Zogbot, I will not go ahead and comment with them. If I don't think they're a Zogbot, just because I disagree with them, and I do, you know what I mean? The main disagreement I have with, you know, Greg Johnson and, you know, Jim Choate has been the one to bring it up. Jim Choate, in a comment about white nationalism, pissed a bunch of them off. He says, how are you going to get an ethno state, you know, by begging Zog for it? You're not going to get an ethno state until Zog collapses, and that's true. In fact, when Zog collapses, you'll end up having 10,000 of them, you know what I mean? But you're not going to get one as long as Zog is around. Now, if the North Perry nuclear power plant was Chernobyl, then pretty well the radioactive wave is heading up to the, you know, to the northeast. And essentially, you go ahead and turn it into an irradiated biological warfare free fire zone. You know, well, yeah. You know, if Zog isn't able to go ahead and protect the most of its, you know, the most liberal wigger, you know, I mean, it's not really a war against niggers. It's not really a war against Jews. It is a war against race traitor wiggers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree, 100%.
And that's exactly what it is.
That's all
what
I get attacked by. Yeah.
That's all it is here. What happens is that, once you go ahead and kill 6 million Uyghurs and show you mean business, this shit. I mean, you know, I know how to go ahead and change a, you know, Uyghur's mind about niggers. What happens is that you put them in a cage full of hungry niggers, and you throw the niggers a fork and a knife here. You know what I mean? Those things are changing quick enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right?
I guess. Some of them will blame you for putting the niggers in the cage with you. The Uyghurs are fucking mentally ill.
Really?
They got an answer for everything. All these fucking Uyghurs are full of shit.
They do. Here, and what happens is that, you know, a lot of time I think your criticism of Uyghurs is somewhat over the top. You know what I mean? But on the other hand, you know, about 60% of it's true enough here. You know what I mean? Now you tend to heap on quite a bit. You know what I mean? You
yeah.
really do.
I hate boomers.
But on the other hand, what happens is that my generation had, you know, like I said before, you know, you know, essentially born on third base and got everything to it. And what happens is it pissed it all away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Really did. And so I'm not going to go ahead and stand up for them because, well, I don't know. I think you read some of my article in 1996. You know, I think it was pretty well spot on. You know what I mean?
It was, but you never mentioned it again. Yeah.
Well, I mentioned it. I mean, I went ahead and posted in 1996 before everybody was getting down on the boomers. You know what I mean?
No, I know. You were talking about it, but Martin, you mentioned, you repeat a lot of stuff. That's the stuff you needed to repeat. The generational shit. It's important, you know?
Well, the problem though is I have the question of is that what is Gen Xers and what have the millennials done to improve their lot, even though it was a shitty lot. You know what I mean? That the boomers went ahead and silent degeneration.
Well, we can't do
it.
You boomers are stopping us, yeah.
You gotta understand is that you're right about the 50s being shitty.
Yeah.
What happens though is that it was looked upon as a golden mange, you know, just, you know, 20 years afterwards.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know, because the 60s were even worse and the 70s were the era of stagflation.
Right.
You know, pretty well. You know, I end up having a, you know, this is on the 13th. I end up getting a call. I end up getting a call from some 68 boomer wigger named Bob. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And Bob, you know, Logan Hunter introduced him to me. He gave him my home phone and then he went ahead and called cell phone. Cell phone wasn't working so good. And so he, called and I managed to record about 45 minutes of him. And Bob is just simply a Uyghur sheep looking for a herd to hide in. It's about, that's exactly what he's doing. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
Well, that's what you do.
Yeah,
but you
right,
got, you understand
right.
is that it, you know, you have a whole bunch of people going to not so much the sperm front and BNN. What happens to sperm front and BNN? You know, they're just pretty well irrelevant now. You know what I mean? Now they go to Daily Nigger and they go to Cut Hair Walrus, although Cut Hair Walrus is increasingly becoming irrelevant as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The only thing I ought to be grateful for is that this was just simply an Anglo mestizo who was fucked up in the head. I was in the Army. I was in the Army for less than 2 years. And I got stationed over in Germany. People are going to go ahead and ask about this sort of thing. Well, in the Army in Germany, pretty well the big thing was drugs. But for the you know, 40-some thousand jukes over in South Korea, you know, mainly headed by the 2nd, you know, Infantry Division, the main thing is Korean yobo pussy. You know what I mean?
What are jukes?
What happens is that...
What are jupes?
You know what troops are? You know what troops are?
Oh,
well, you know,
okay.
They're the troops who serve, you know, I call them jupes. Well,
oh,
the goblin jupes
okay.
go over there. And Korea essentially is a hardship post because, you know,
oh,
it, you
know
it's
not
that far from the ocean, but it gets cold. It gets almost, you know, South Dakota, Siberian cold.
Wow.
Cold and wet. You know what I mean? It's supposed to be cold and dry.
I didn't know that.
And what happens is a hardship post, but the only thing that makes it good is the PX selling electronic shit here, but also it's the gook pussy. So what you have is that people go over there and you end up having, you know, these poor, you know, Korean women. And what they do is that they end up being a bunch of whores. You know what I mean? You know, for $100, you get a $500 check for $100, you can go ahead and get a yobo, but go ahead and move in and give you pussy or whatever. She go ahead and keep your house here. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You know, and essentially, you know, privates could go ahead and afford, you know, yobo pussy, but usually, what would happen, and I, you know, had one guy, he was in my, you know, he went ahead and, oh, he used to be a supply sergeant, and he got busted for black market activity. And what happens is that, okay, what am I going to learn? Okay, I'm going to, you know, I know how to do math because I'm a supply sergeant. He was a white guy, about 110, 115 IQ. And what, you know, I mean, you know, he was one of the smarter people, but he was a member in good standing of what we called the Drunken Lifer Corps.
Oh.
And Drunken Lifer, all he gives a shit is not so much Europe was known for its hashish and its cocaine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What happened, you know, and, you know, you can go ahead and, well, essentially buy for 40 marks, you go ahead and buy you some whore pussy here. You know what I mean? You know, Nuremberg or Stuttgart or whatever. Take a train ride, go there. But what happens is that most of them got into the hashish and they would go ahead and get into the hash when they were in the Army in Germany. But in Korea, it is that gook whore pussy.
Well, how do you know so much about Korea when you were stationed in Germany?
I was stationed in Germany because I knew this drunken lifer. You know, he joined the Army at the age of 35, and essentially he was just a drunken lifer. Mm-hmm. You know, by the time he got over there, he was about, 45, you know what I mean? And guess what? He went ahead and moved in with my friend who was joined the Army at 17, and we both were in that MOS. And you gotta understand that MOS, now it's a more common MOS, but that MOS was the MOS for the 15 Juliet 10, which meant Lance Operations / Fire Direction Specialist, which meant Fire Direction Control for the Lance Tactical Nuclear Missile. You know what I mean? Very small MOS. And I got sent, there were six greatly understrength, T-O-N-E, you know, greatly understrength. I mean, you know, we were on a good day, 40% of T-O-N-E, and then you have two overstrength battalions of Lance at Fort Sill. They're overstrength, because the Lifers do that. I was going to join for only 2 years, so guess what? I was going to go to Germany. Which is a good thing, because I'm not going to go to be sent to El Salvador, not, you know, targeting nuclear weapons. So I'm in a very small MOS, and it required people who are able to go ahead and look at logarithmic, you know, books of logarithmic tables, and go ahead and do the math of, you know, addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, and to look up the proper line in a logarithmic book to go ahead and target a Lance nuclear tip missile. But, you know, three of them were HE and three of them were nuclear. You know what I mean? And I was in a nuclear one. And I was the one rated 6 out of 6. It sucked. You know, it was somewhat of a hardship post. On the other hand, loved Germany, didn't much care for the Army. But anyway, I go ahead and, you know, this guy, he had been a supply sergeant. And he got caught, black market activities, busted down from sergeant to, PFC or below. You know what I mean?
Geez.
No, he got busted down to private or something.
Wow.
Well, what happens is that they're talking about kicking his ass out, even during the Carter Army. See, I'm coming in during the Carter Army, where it's just like in Vietnam, you have a whole bunch of four retards there. You know what I mean? Here I am. I got supposedly 147 IQ, and I'm someone who went ahead and went to community college, and now I'm only signed on for 2 years. It's a MOS. It's the MOS which has the highest meat kicker. You know, but guess what? Whoever's going to join there, more than likely, I mean, I was, you know, 2nd, 42nd Field Artillery, Lance, was the non-reenlistment capital usurer. Across the street from Kroshan was the 1st of the 51st Mechanized Infantry, which was part of the 1st Armored Division, and what they had was 113, you know, APCs here. You know what I mean? The 113 was the what came before the Bradley, you know what I mean? It'd been around since 1960, and here it is, it was about the late 80s. Here it is, the Carter Army. They're recruiting a whole, you know, as many retards as they can find, and they have a 2-year program. Guess what? You get a 2-year program, you're not going to get a PUD job like supply sergeant. You're going to get, well, infantry, combat engineers. Well, they had cavalry scout, which is, you know, consisted of you being a retard driving a Jeep in the full of the gap waiting for the Russians to go ahead and shoot your stupid ass. You know what I mean? In case they cross the full of the gap here. Or, there's a, you know. So what happens is that I want a field artillery surveyor because that requires a good deal of math. And no, they said I was colorblind. So I had to, you know, I took the one which had 15 Juliet 10, and I did want to go ahead and go to Germany. So, and I knew I was going to go to Germany, so I went to Germany. But anyway, here is this Lifer, and what happens is ordered, you know, I mean, this is the Carter Army. He ain't a retard, but on the other hand, he's crooked. So what are they going to do with him? Okay, I know, I'll cross-train as a 15 Juliet 10. You know, the MOS in which, you know, since it required so much intelligence, and guess what here? The 2nd 42nd was, the 1st and 51st was the cocaine capital usurer. The 2nd 42nd was the non-reenlistment capital usurer. You know what I mean? And yeah, it's a shithole. And I get read to the number 6, 6 shithole, where the, you know, number 5 was Herzl base, where they were, you know, housed in the Kaiser's cavalry stable, and the plumbing isn't very good. You know what I mean? Well, I get sent to number 6, the home of the nut ball colonel who likes running 10 miles in combat boots every day. Well, that wasn't the case here. But, you know, it was minimum from 2 miles to 12 miles here. You know, on Fridays it'd be 10 miles or 12 miles, whatever, you know, in combat boots. But anyway, no, it just, it was just sort of, so here I am. I am a wonderful soldier in the field. What happens though is that, you know, on the other hand, some general is snooping around the nuclear, you know, the nuclear missile place here, and he goes ahead and asks me a question. I'm going to give him an honest answer, which ain't the one that the, that the sergeants, lieutenants, captains or colonels like hearing. You know what I mean? So hey, they were happy enough to have me on marching teams. I mean, I was an honest soldier. So hey, they always wanted me out in the field because I was wonderful in the field. You know, in the barracks, well, not so much. And what I would do is, all these GIs would come over. I'm not going to become a barracks rat. And what happens? They get into smoking hash, so they don't have any money.
Right.
And so here they are in the barracks, and here they are getting caught, and they fail their piss test here, and doing stupid shit like that. Whereas I would go ahead and buy a bicycle, and I would, on weekends off, I would travel. I would go ahead and bicycle in the German countryside or whatever, and once or twice a month, I'd, go ahead and take the train to Nuremberg and get me some fat Wigger's four pussy, for 40 marks here. See, they prefer $20, but, it was 3.5 marks to a dollar, so essentially the whore pussy only cost $13, So, hey, I enjoyed the German countryside. I enjoyed the German whore pussy. I enjoy the beer. I really loved the beer. And I really wasn't into the Turkish hash, which was what most of the tards liked and got in trouble for. So anyway, I was there for 19 months, and very first day I was offered free hash. The very last day I was there, I was offered free hash. And no, I'm not into, the only thing I want to take out of the army is myself here and some stereo equipment or whatever. So, yeah, I enjoyed Germany. I didn't much care for the army that much, but it wasn't that bad. I did as little as possible, but, what happens is that 10 people between June of 1982 and February of 1983, 10 people got discharged from the, army, and I'm the only one with a fully honorable discharge from it, out of 10, they all got kicked out because they were a bunch of dopers,
Oh my god, it's
bunch
amazing.
Of dopers, No, it's a fucked up place here, A nuclear missile unit is supposed to be drug free. Well, that wasn't the case, there was a 101st, there was a 101st ordnance, battery, or not battery, as a company. See, infantry is known as company. If it's artillery, it's known as a battery. If it's tanks or cavalry, it's known as a troop. So you'll have F troop here. I was in Charlie battery, and, cause I was artillery. And, went there, served 10 days, less 2 years, and I had fun in Germany. I didn't have that much fun in the army. But anyway, so that is, that is the case that you have. Well, anyway, here's this sergeant. He's of Polish descent here. And he's not, he's just simply a drunken lifer, That's what we call them, the drunken lifer corps. And lifer stood for a lazy, ignorant fucker expecting retirement soon. You know what I mean? Lifer. You know what I mean?
Wait,
and
you
they were all.
You were with him? Okay, so you were with him before or after he came from Korea?
After he came from Korea. What happens is
in order
to get out here, they didn't want him in supply because essentially he was selling shit that he shouldn't have been selling. So you gotta understand is that in the army at the time here, they did not tax cigarettes. They did not, they did not have taxes on alcohol and cigarettes.
Nice.
So what happens is they give you a class 6, card. And what happens, they don't even count. Usually what I would do is I would go ahead and buy a rack of 20 half-liter bottles. And usually I'd just go ahead and drink the Krellsheim export beer because that was the cheapest. I mean, beer was cheaper than Coca-Cola, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And A, I didn't drink very much Coca-Cola. I didn't drink very much pop. What happens, I'd always have Krellsheim used to be a walled city here, but they had a SS barracks and they had a Luftwaffe post, and the 8th U.S. Army went ahead and leveled Krellsheim. You know what I mean? It didn't level Dinkelsbühl or Rothenburg, so essentially it was a little town which got set off, but it was a mid-sized town, and pretty well it got leveled. Well, anyway, in the 1300s, they had a fight against three other cities, Rothenburg, Dinkelsbühl, and another one against, Krellsheim. And what happens is that, they proceeded to starve it out. So about 6 months into the siege, what are we going to do? We're about to run out of food. And the mayor's wife was a big fat woman. Big fat woman, sort of like Roxy, you know what I mean? She's a big fat woman like Roxy, you know what I mean?
Okay.
They could afford to feed her because she was the mayor's wife. Well, what she did is that she went ahead and cooked her remaining reserves of bread into, they had this weird shaped bread which looked like the letter 3 backwards, you know what I mean? And they were called harappan. And what she did is she went ahead and threw the harappan over the wall to the, besiegers. And then, as a piece de resistance, she went ahead and flashed her still big fat ass to the, to the besiegers. And they said, they're throwing bread at us. And look at the big fat ass on that bitch. You know what I mean? Hell, they're not starving. So they went ahead and, the siege was lifted. So what happens there, their brewery, every town of over 5,000 has a brewery. It serves beer of at least 5-6%, you know what I mean? And you end up drinking 6 of these half liters. I mean, 3 of them will go ahead and tear your head off when you start in here. It'll make you pretty drunk. 6 of them, you're feeling no pain. I'd go ahead and buy, what happens, the equivalent of $5 for a rack of 20 half liter bottles, you know what I mean? So, usually I'd have that. I also like the wheat beer. So I'd go ahead and have some Weizen beer, and I'd have some regular beer. And what happens, the Germans don't like drinking it really cold, you know what I mean? So during the, what happens, a lot of them have a little refrigerator in their barracks room here, and pretty well, we'd all be drunk most of the time during the weekend, but the tards would be smoking their hash. Now, I was smoking, but I mean, that shit gives me a headache for some damn reason. Secondhand smoke gives me a headache. But yeah, they'd be smoking that shit here. But anyway, so here's this guy. He used to be in Korea. And what happens, he was always bemoaning. He was trying to get back to Korea. You know what I mean? But he couldn't get back to Korea because, Korea used to have an honest John. What happens, you gotta understand is that a missile is a rocket which has a guidance system. You know what I mean? A rocket without a guidance system is a rocket. A missile is a rocket with a guidance system. And every single rocket, be it like a Scud or a Lance, although a Lance had a super sophisticated, circuit board, which supposedly would get it within 10 meters, if you aimed it. Now, on the other hand, this was high tech. This was high tech for the late 70s and early 80s. On the other hand, you had low tech niggers put together, and the summer before I got there, when they went down from May to in Crete here, stupid niggers went ahead and they didn't put on, what was called, what we call fins, but what they call control surfaces. And one of them didn't go ahead and put the thing on, and that damn, 500, it's a $500,000 missile. You know what I mean? We're not talking about the warhead, but we're talking, dummy warhead, full of concrete. But we're talking about the missile itself here, costing about $500,000 in 1980 dollars here. You know what I mean? And the Carter Army was really fucked up. It was a bunch of retards. You know what I mean? Well, what happens is that 1982, you had a Reagan depression, and probably the Reagan buildup. By the time last year I was there, they were getting rid of the all-volunteer shitheads, essentially people who couldn't read or write, who were retards, who were the only ones who would volunteer after they abolished the draft. You know what I mean? The Army was really fucked up. But it was sort of fucked up during the Carter years, too. You know what I mean? So anyway, here I am. I signed up, when Jimmy Carter was still president.
What happened to Drunk Lifer? What happened to the Drunk Lifer you were talking about?
Well, anyway, here he is. I mean, essentially what he's doing is he's going ahead and stealing shit here, just like Korea. Here in Germany, what happens is that the Germans are spending $4 for Marlboros, and this is German-made, Marlboro from all sorts of tobacco, be it Turkey, whatever, wherever they get the tobacco, German tobacco.
In the 80s?
And what happens is the rad cigarettes.
In the 1980s, they had to pay $4 for their cigarettes?
No, $2, equivalent to $2 in German money for, what would it be? That would be about, 6-7 marks here, you know what I mean?
Okay.
For a pack. Whereas here you are, the price for a pack of Camels, a pack of Marlboros, what happens to niggers like smoking, dopers and niggers like smoking, like I said before, a doper parts his hair in the middle, drinks grape soda, and smokes cool cigarettes. And I went ahead and asked this doper here. He was a doper. Of course, they all were dopers here. But he was a, known doper. Why do you smoke cool cigarettes? He says, it makes my hash taste better. Okay, well, whatever. You know what I mean? But the niggers, they like drinking, smoking cool cigarettes. What they like doing is they wouldn't sell Newport. So people go to the United States and bring back Newports. You know what I mean? Bring back Newports. But you gotta understand, here's an entire fucking carton of Marlboros and it costs $2 or $2.20 per carton. You know what I mean? And it's made out of American tobacco. You know what I mean? It's not made out of a blend of American.
The whole
carton
was $2?
Tobacco.
That's a deal.
$2.20 here. Well, that was a pretty good steal. Even, what happens is that it cost about a pack, pack then, cost about what? $1 or so a pack, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can get the entire carton for $2.20 here. I think the Marlboros were $2.20. The Camels, $2.20. The other ones were
less.
$2, something like that here.
Yeah.
And what happens is you could go ahead and buy, so here it is. I mean, when I went on my Ural Pass to Sweden, what happens is that the Swedes, they wait till they get 3 miles out of Stockholm on the boat, the ferry to Helsinki, And after 3 miles, here they do. They're breaking this out, and these damn Swedes are smoking 4 cigarettes, you know, in their paws, and they're drinking the Johnny Walker Red and all this sort of shit, which only cost me about, what, $4 or $5 a bottle. You know what I mean? You know, Jack costs, I think Jack costs $5 a bottle. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And they didn't even sell the non-generic whiskey. You know what I mean? You were drinking Jack, or you were drinking Johnny Walker or Chivas or whatever. You know what I mean? But what happens, you got a class six, you know, to the class six, you know, thing here. So I got yelled at because I went ahead and bought this lifer a pack carton of cigarettes, and they knew I didn't smoke. You know what I mean? And if I'd known that here, I'd have gone ahead and, you know, carried a packet of a carton of cigarettes. On the other hand, maybe not, because, well, here I am a GI. I mean, I'm not interested in going ahead and buying their expensive liquor or something like that. I mean, I managed to go ahead for $3, you know, eat the same damn buffet these damn Swedes were, you know, were eating. It was pretty good food, you know what I mean? It's a buffet. You know, but I wasn't smoking any cigarettes or drinking alcohol, you know what I mean? But, you know, it wasn't like Germany. I mean, I like Germany the best here. But anyway, here's this lifer. He's in the Carter Army. He's smart, so they retrain him to be a 15 Juliet 10, but here he is. All these missiles here, what happens, they're all based either on the V-1, you know, the small tactical, like the Scuds here, or the intercontinental missiles are based on the German V-2. You know what I mean? The Germans actually made everything, you know, the bazookas, the Panzerschrecks, everything. I mean, these people, the very first jet, what happens is they really developed everything. So anyway, what happens is your Lance, you know, has the same ancestor of the V-1, just like the Scud, which essentially has you're lucky if they go ahead and hit within a mile of where they're supposed to. You know what I mean? They're not really at, you know, even during the first, you know, Desert Storm 1 here back in the 90s. I mean, these were not super accurate missiles. You know what I mean? They weren't much accurate than, you know, what happens if Germans just go ahead and fire and aim toward London is what they would do. You know what I mean? Hit somewhere in London. You know, they were pretty well terror bombs. They weren't really guided bombs. You know what I mean? But all missiles, you know, pretty well are the, you know, that's why when, remember back in 2017, that little dog eater, Kim Il, whatever his name here, was, you know, everybody was panicking about it, and I says, you know, shit, he's just simply a quiet kingdom for the Chinks. The Chinks, you know, I mean, you know, it was 10 years really before the Russians were actually ahead of us in terms of the big style missiles than we were. But in the Army, what they did is at first, you know, and Wernher von Braun helped them at Huntsville, Alabama. You know, they worked first on what was called the corporal, then the sergeant, then the honest John, and then the Lance. You know, now, what happens in 1985, old Gorby came to power, and what happens, Ronald Reagan cut a deal with Gorbachev to pull all the, you know, they weren't going to develop the Lance 2, they weren't going to develop the Pershing 2, and what happens is that, you know, the Russians went ahead and pulled their theater, you know, style missiles here, and we went ahead, pulled out the Lance, and we went ahead, pulled out the, the Pershing. And what happens, my MOS went from being a very small MOS with only a couple hundred in it to several thousand in it, because now it's the MOS for the multiple launch rocket system. And pretty well, what they've done is they've done away with most of the tube units. There's not a single tube unit in Missouri except for the one around Kent. You know, there's not really any howitzer units left here in Missouri except for the one around Kansas City, and it's the battery which used to be run by Harry Ass Truman, you know what I mean, in World War I, you know what I mean? So anyway, so here he is. he, you know, here he is. He's over there, and he's bitching because he's missing his yobo. And what boils down to is, you know, what happens when, you know, one young wigger, you know, private came over, and he bought him some, you know, Korean pussy, and everybody wanted to know his name, you know, because he gave $5 to the Korean whore that fucked him just once or twice. He says, hey, look, dumbass, go ahead and, you know, talk to the first sergeant. Don't ruin it for us. Don't keep paying that much for pussy. Talk to the first sergeant. The first sergeant will introduce you to Mama-san. And Mama-san will go ahead and assign you some whore pussy to go ahead and take care of you. You know what I mean? And that's what, you know, that's what he had, is he had some whore pussy. You know what I mean? Well, what happens is the whore pussy goes ahead and gets to where, you know, by the time the guy goes ahead, you know, I don't know what the officers do here. Maybe it's higher level whore pussy, but what happens is that, you know, the private goes ahead and he advances the sergeant. You know what I mean? And then the sergeant goes ahead and decides to take his yobo to the land of the big PX here. The land of the big PX is, well, the Zogland. You know what I mean?
The land of the big PX.
Well, the land of the big PX here. You know what I mean? Or, as we call it, the world. See, what happens is Trans World Airlines, they would go ahead and have on their big old 747s and say world here. So what happens, we're taking the Freedom Bird to the world, you know what I mean? When you're leaving, you know, end time of service, you know, we are in 242, and we love to ETS, PCS, out process all day long, tell Colonel Fritzl along your left, right, get on out! You know what I mean? Not get on down, but you know, that was some of the cadences we would go ahead and sing, or I made up some of these. I was making parody songs even back then. You know what I mean?
Parody marches.
Yeah. Parody marches here. You know, the stupidest shit I ever have seen has occurred to me while wearing green. The stupidest shit I ever have seen has occurred to me while wearing green. Yes, I've been screwed and I've been fucked too often then. Shit out of luck. Yes, I've been screwed. And I've been fucked too often, man, shit, out of luck. The moral of the story is clear. People like me don't be long hair. So, you know, what happens, I'd go ahead and sing all sorts of, you know.
Wait, what did you call this? What did you call this Zogland? The Big PX?
Zogling squirrels and zogling goys will always sit down and suck whatever lies we recognize. We don't give a fuck. There's a lot of goofs dead, so we can sleaze and piss at night while we lie off our heads. My daddy served in the army where he lost both his nuts. Clown flew that rag out our yard till the day that it died. It wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live stupid in the land of the free. Now this empire that I loathe is falling under attack. A mighty Jew cocksucker come dudling zog up the ass. As soon as we can see dimly through our dumb black eye, Mamsers, we let up your shithole like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Zog, we'll put your name at the top of its lip, and the statue of Jimmy Grunt stop flapping her tits. And this eagle will shit, and it's gonna be hot when you sniff Mammy's freedom, skanky old twat. She'll feel like Zog's shitstorm is coming down on you. All brought to you courtesy of the Rottweiler and Jew. Oh, justice will be served and the cacklings will rage. This big old dog will shit when you rattle its cage. And you'll be sorry that you messed with the Jew of A. Because we'll put our tongue up your ass. It's a Zogling fag way. Hey, Uncle Zog, we'll put your name at the top of his list. And the statue of Jimmy Grunt flapping her tip. And the eagle will shit. And it's gonna be hot. When you sniff Mammy Freedom, skanky old twat. She'll feel like Zog's shit storm is carrying down on you. All brought to you courtesy of the Ron Wigger and you. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Of the Ron Wigger and you. Oh, shit. Whoa, whoa. Of Wigger's Red Walker and you. Big PX or the world, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. The big PX.
What happens most of the damn kids here, when they gotta leave, they would go back, to the United States, but what happens for whatever reason they wouldn't, suppposedly they're supposed to go ahead and get free flights, military flights, but they have to go ahead and pay. For whatever reason they have to go ahead and pay. I didn't go back home. What happens, I took a Euro pass and what that meant is for, $600, you can go ahead and take a train or a boat or whatever to every place west of the Iron Curtain,
wow.
From Finland, Sweden, Norway, Germany, but you couldn't go to East Germany, and that was one trip I wasn't allowed because I was a fire direction control nuclear missiles. For the Lance system here, the surveyors got to go, But, to take the East German tour, but I wasn't allowed to. But, so I was, so what happens is that you go all the way to Greece here and you get a boat ride from Brindisi, Italy to the port of Athens here. And you go ahead and take a train, although the trains in Greece were shitty, the ones in South Italy were the shittiest of all. You go ahead and go to Spain and Portugal. I'd never been to Portugal. You could go ahead and take a boat to Ireland. You couldn't go to Great Britain, though. That was different from Eurail. But you go first class all the way. Now, first class in Southern Italy, like in Brindisi, the damn train is, 12 hours late, and they don't even know when it's going to be there. By the time... The only place that the damn trains run halfway on time within 15 minutes
is to Milan
and all the way up to Switzerland,
Uh-huh.
And then what happens, they border Switzerland. The Swiss trains run on time, the French and the Belgians and whatever, and they later on had high speed after I left here. But, Germany had, its great thing is its trains, the Deutsche Bahn. What happens is I went to Sweden, and good Lord, there were a bunch of fucking communists back then. I like Norway better than I like Sweden. I like Finland better than I like Norway. But anyway, so here he is. Here's this lifer, and he wants to get back to Korea. But what happens is that he has, here he is. He's in he becomes a lifer, they pull the missiles out, I go ahead and meet the one, AIT for
How old was he when you met him?
He was about 40 some years old when I met him here. He joined the army, pretty well up the late stage of 35,
Yeah.
And what happens, he was a drunken lifer. What happens is that this was all he did on the weekends, is drink. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. He do nothing but drink. Now, I did a lot of drinking, too, but shit, nothing compared to the drunken lifer corps, you know what I mean?
And he got kicked out of Korea?
But anyway. No, he didn't get kicked out of Korea. He was smart enough, but, he got busted from staff sergeant to private. He got busted down four ranks. He got busted down four ranks or so. I mean, he got the most, from what I gather, he did, it was just a question where he'd be kicked out. Well, guess what? This is the Carter Army. What are you going to do? Well, we're going to bust you out, but I'll tell you what here. You need to go ahead and leave, and we're not going to trust you to supply. What we need is that we need somebody who can do the math here to target the nuclear missiles. I mean, even back then, people were dumb as a bag of rocks. So I had a nigger in my squad who was told to, he had to join the army or go to jail. So he decided to go to the army, and, this nigger couldn't read or write and certainly couldn't do the math. You know what I mean? He was worthless. You know what I mean? Well, my Puerto Rican sergeant, what happens, he used to be a little grunt in, drafted in Vietnam, and he's a recycled lifer. And what happens, he comes in as a PFC, gets promoted to Spec 4, but not Spec 4, he gets promoted to corporal. He goes ahead and makes staff sergeant, but he cannot do he can't do a fire mission. And we don't even want him talking on the radio because, I mean, English was the second or third language,
Yeah.
So, he's sort of, but I'd make him look good because he was a dumbass and I could do whatever the hell I want to out in the field, I was a very, very, very good soldier, in the field. What happens, though, is, a general asks a stupid question, I'm going to give him a smart answer here, and that's not going to make the tards here on top, look good here. So they were happy to have any excuse to keep me out of the barracks and out, out from talking to the generals and whatever, because this is a nuclear unit. In reality, it was actually under 7th Corps, because it's a nuclear missile, unit. But what happens is that in peacetime, it's under the 17th Field Artillery Brigade, which was, essentially, it was core artillery. It's artillery for the entire 7th Corps. You had 5th Corps and 7th Corps. So, and then that was the U.S. Army in Europe. And what happens is that at the time, you had about a million-man army. And what happened, 300,000 of them were in Germany. 40% of the army was in Germany. Another 20% was in Korea. So anyway, here's this guy. Now, for Europe, the sin of that was the hashish and, the cocaine. But then again, you had cheap German whore pussy and, you had plenty of, excellent, wonderful German beer. And the only beer I can stand to drink is Busch because it's real beer. It's not this shit like Budweiser or awful shit like Miller or Coors or whatever. But anyway, what happens though is that what happens in Korea, what happens is that it is a Korean pussy. And what happens is that here is PFC here and goes ahead and has a yobo. And what happens, some cases he marries the yobo, and she goes ahead and follows him to whatever, to the post here, but mostly they keep him in Korea. The story is that you could go ahead and, in the Navy, it was the same, you remember old Bruce who went ahead and had the Dragon Lady skank here and, had a daughter and a retarded son,
Yeah.
Remember him?
From Florida.
What happens is he was in the Navy, and so the Navy has Philippine pussy. And they want to go ahead and get out. Well, what happens is that's just simply a prostitution ring to where, guess what? The Army, you go ahead and talk to the first sergeant. I want some pussy. Okay. I'll talk to the mom, San. She'll sign you a yobo. So anyway, You know, that's what they called them yobos in the Army. I don't know what they called them, you know, because I was in the Navy in the Philippines. But same thing with the Navy, you know, in the Philippines. Well, what happens is that in many cases, the yobo would go ahead and marry, you know, go ahead and marry the GI. And then, since she's married to him, she gets to go ahead and bring however many of these dog eaters want to go ahead and get into the, you know, go into the world. So what happens is that the yobo goes ahead, just like with Trader Glenn Miller, you know, has a kid bomb and then goes ahead and brings, you know, whatever members of her family don't want to live in Korea over to the United States. And then, sooner or later in many cases, what happens, she decides that she's had enough of Sergeant Shithead. You know what I mean? So she goes ahead and divorces Sergeant Shithead, takes him for whatever he got, and then around the big army post, be it Fort Dix, you know, in Wrightstown, New Jersey, or Fort Leonard Wood, you know, and Waynesville, or Fort Sill and Lawton, essentially they have, you know, they have what they call the strip for about a mile or two on the post. And they have your strip joints. They have their strip joints. You have, you know, and you have your massage parlors. And what happens is that that Gukas goes ahead and in many cases goes ahead and sets up a Korean, you know, what I call a Korean dog, rat, cat, bat, you know, kimchi, you know, ramen noodle emporium and massage parlor. And what boils down to is that it's no longer in just army posts here, like Baskin Robbins or whatever. You know, it is now, you know, yeah, obviously it's in Atlanta. So what happens is that, you know, back in the late 80s here, a bunch of these, you know, ex-yobos who got rid of their hubbies, you know what I mean, they would set up a massage parlor. And you know, I mean, Roxy's brother Ralph went up there and asked how much it cost here. From what I gather, you know, $50 massage in a dirt shop and $80, you know, for a massage in fucky fucky. You know what I mean? So that's what it is here. They essentially run a combination, you know.
In America?
A combination.
In America or in Korea?
No, what happens is that in Korea,
oh, okay.
If you want to be a good girl, you can stay away from them, but essentially, they have a prostitution system set up to go ahead and interact with the, you know, with the United States military. And what happens is that the yobo goes ahead and she brings over who she wants. Well, guess what? She gets tired of Sergeant Shithead, and she divorces his ass, and she opens up a Korean, you know, kimchi and ramen noodle, dog restaurant,
so
and a massage parlor.
Wait, I don't get that. So what do? You go order a meal and then you get a massage?
Well, you can. Well, what happens is that there, you know, some cases they're in the same goddamn building. You know what I mean? But they're two different businesses. But it's easier to run a massage parlor. And back in the late 80s, until they, you know, for about 5 years until they decided to clean them out, there used to be a bunch on East 7th Street in Joplin, you know what I mean? Tokyo Sauna, you know, was the main one, and then you'd have about three or four more, which, you know, essentially, you know, these whores knew each other here, and they'd go ahead and set up. But, you know, after about 4 or 5 years, they got, you know, pretty well, for some reason, they decided to clean them out here, and they busted them for prostitution, you know what I mean? You know, got rid of them. Well, what happens is here today in the Sogland, I mean, I went ahead and seen the old whores. Essentially, here they were, I mean, 63 years old, 62 years old, 61 years old. Oh, here's a young one. She's only 55. You know what I mean? These are not good-looking whores. You know what I mean?
Generally,
it's not so much the pussy they're selling. It's just simply the massage you're getting is of your main muscle here. You know what I mean? And here is, you know, what was his name? His last name is Long, but you know, which is somewhat of a chick name, but no, he's an Anglo, he looks like an Anglo Mestizo. Anglo Mestizo, who's into a Baptist, and what happens, and we'll just call him Gomer Goober, or Goober Gomer McQuigger, you know what I mean? And what happens is that Goober Gomer McQuigger has been taught by his church that it is a mortal sin to go ahead and masturbate, you know, to looking at, you know, porn. So what happens is, oh, he feels guilty, so he goes ahead, and here he is, he's a customer at these Gook joints here. And what happens is that he has a big fight with his girlfriend. He's trying to go ahead, you know, he's been told that he can't masturbate here to porn. You know what I mean? So what happens, he's trying so good to be a good little wigger, you know, a good little righteous wigger. But what happens is that, you know, he has a big fight with his parents and his girlfriend, and then the next day he goes ahead and he shoots. He goes ahead and shoots, you know, the old Korean whores here, you know, that he's blaming for his weakness here. And now you end up having senile Joe, and you end up having knee pads the hoe. You know what I mean? Talk about racism, racism, racism. I mean, you're looking at some, you know, gookus here, some chink gookus here from New York, and pretty well they're wanting to blame wiggers for systematic racism because some Anglo Mestizo went ahead and, you know, went ahead and shot dead, six, at three different stops here. One got four, one got two, and then what happens in another one, I'm not sure if she was a whore or she was just simply supposedly a woman and her husband got shot dead. So essentially that's the Wigger man and Wigger woman here, but I don't know. You know, I mean, that would stand to reason here, because usually the damn dog ears, they're not really friendly to white people, and they're certainly not friendly to white women here, you know what I mean? If you wanted to go ahead and piss somebody off, take your girlfriend to Nuremberg at the wall here, and they'd be all, you know, they'll be, you know, I mean, they'll be, the horse would be nice to you and say, calm, 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 calm. And then, you know, then when you're negotiating a price, they'll say, come, 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 come. And then when you're on top here and you've done your squirt here, they'll say, come, 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 as get off, G.I. You know what I mean? But anyway, that was the one German word that they knew was come. That's why I go ahead and say come, 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 because that was essentially the only English word that a lot of these German whores knew was come, come. And then, you know, 40 mark, and you know, when you're on top of her here, go ahead, getting about, oh, you know, a minute or so lucky if you're pleasure here with your wanger stuck in a rubber envelope here. Come, 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 as are you through yet, G.I.? You know what I mean? But, you know, even so, I did sort of like it. But anyway, you know, so I don't know if that white woman, you know, was a whore working there or not. I think, you know, from my gather, she wasn't. You know what I mean? But, no, that's the reality, is that what happens is these were, you know, you can't really call them boomers, but they were, you know, essentially, you know, here they were, 65, these were old Korean whores, you know what I mean? And what it boils down to is that, you know, I don't think, you know, I imagine go ahead, you paid a lot more money to go ahead and do the fucky fucky, but, you know, for all practical purposes, you know, all you're getting is a hand job, you know what I mean? You know, that's what the massage is. And pretty well, they look the other way here. But they've been bitching and pissing and moaning, about poor Asian gook men being knocked down and, you know, robbed. Well, guess what? It ain't wiggers that's doing the knocking down and robbing. It's niggers who are going ahead and, you know, knocking down Papasan, you know what I mean? You know, in order to go ahead and, here he is, he's carrying a loads of cash here deposited in the bank, you know what I mean? You know, that's what, are you still there?
Anyway, so but why are you talking about the military?
Well, what happens, and this is where probably all these Korean whores came from. I mean, essentially, they used to be married to Sergeant Shithead. What happens, they brought over as many other fellow gooks as they want, and they got rid of Sergeant Shithead. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're talking about the shooting in Atlanta, supposedly, the fake shooting.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, if you want to call it fake shooting, I believe that Wigger did, or Anglem Caesar, he looks more like Anglem Caesar. I believe that Anglem Caesar for Christ went ahead and felt guilty about wanting his wanger yanked here, as opposed to yanking his own wanger. And, you know, he'd have been a whole lot better here if he had just, you know, if he has to go ahead and look at porn here, which he thought was a terrible sin, he'd have been a whole lot better off if he just stayed home and, you know, yanked his own wanger or had his girlfriend yank his wanger, rather than go ahead and go to some gookuses and having them yank his wanger and have to pay 80 or 100 bucks to have him yank his wanger here. And then he's feeling guilty, so he goes ahead and shoots a bunch of them. You know what I mean? That's sort of fucked up here. But then again, you know, Wiggers and Anglo Mestizos do a whole bunch of stupid shit. Wouldn't you agree? You know what I mean? Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I don't know.
Wiggers,
I mean,
and Anglo Mestizos do stupid shit.
Well, no, they're just retarded. You know, they're retarded. They got all they're vaccinated. They drink fluoridated and chlorinated water. So this has been going on for generations. Yeah. The average, when I look at Wiggers today, I'm like, which one is not retarded? That's what I'm wondering. You know?
Yeah. There, Wiggers, keep remembering how good I used to be. Yes, I admit, we got a Wigger problem. Wigger's always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid ways you'll never find. Yes, I admit, we got a Wigger problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crap. I wake up and right away, stupid Wiggers come to mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid Wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit, we got a Wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid Wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a Wigger problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating slop. Wiggers keep remembering how good God used to be. Being taught long stone, our freedom's memory. Yes, I admit, we got a Wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, took the Wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a Wigger problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating drop. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating drop.
Oh, no. Yeah, wingers in the movement. Wingers in the movement are so full of shit. They all want Zog to last. You can't teach these wingers anything. Fuck.
Well,
man.
I don't.
No
well,
wonder.
I don't.
No wonder the movement never went anywhere. It's just a bunch of ass clowns who want to shit
well,
all over
the movement,
you.
The movement is just full of Zogbots here. Here comes Bob here, and Bob means well here, and I'm trying to tell him. Oh, did you meet Mark Downey? Yeah. Did you meet his wife? Debbie? Yeah. What'd you think of Meerkat Mark? And his wife Quant. No, they were wonderful. When he went to Union, a lot of this so-called CI dentistry in Union, Kentucky,
people are
essentially
stupid. Yeah.
Old dick seeking middle-aged pussy and, old pussy seeking young dick here. I mean, in many cases,
old
it's just
pussy seeking young dick.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is just part. In many cases here, according to Logan, this is just simply a wife swapping. This is just simply a wife swap. See, I call it CI dentistry. What happens? He did not think much of Zogbot Silly Roper. He said old Zogbot Silly Roper sporting a whole bunch of tattoos and rings on his finger. He thought he was a pervert. And I said, well, you're not far off. I think he's a closet homosexual who has a beard, sort of like old nigger lips, has a beard, some wigress with teenage sons here, they use it as a beard, and he doesn't understand anything about Christian identity at all. He's running around with Tom Robb occasionally and Uncle Tom Zog Pig Bowie. You remember?
Oh, yeah.
You remember Uncle Tom Zog Pig
Bowie? Yeah, Zog Pig Bowie. Fuck that guy.
Zog Pig. I mean, come on, Zog Pig.
He was at Charlottesville. He was at Charlottesville.
Huh? He was there. And what happened? He looked so much like an old Quaker pig that even the nigger, nobody wanted anything to do him because obviously, here he is, just a pig here, keeping an eye on everything, Actually, that bastard is 2 years younger than me, and he looks like he's about 10 years older than me,
Yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah.
Good
he looked
Lord.
Really old.
He looks like he's weaned, you know, has a sour look here, as if he's just a pissed off pig who is, just going ahead and putting on his time. He's obviously a pig. I mean, you go ahead and see the niggers charging him, and then, Oh, no, this is obviously an undercover pig. Better stop here, He's just sitting there here. And,
right, Zog Pig. He looked like a Dago.
Uncle Zog, No. He looked like a sour pussed old Whigger pig is what he looked like. That's exactly what he is.
Is he an Anglo Mestizo?
No. He's the Zog Pig. What happens? He come from Maryland. Tidewater, he had a wonderful speaking voice. What happens, though, is that here he is. He's showing he's a pig. What happens is they used to be a first sergeant in a Marine. He was a Marine lifer. What happens, Marine lifers are, they don't make revolutionary soldiers. Uncle Tom Zog Pig Boy, he's going to go ahead and collect his damn pension. And then he's going to go ahead and work as a pig, Maryland pig, and then he claimed he was a nut house pig. Well, maybe you were, maybe you weren't here. You know what I mean? Oh, I figured out, I didn't believe him until, he turned on me, in May or April of 2015. I think I still got the show there. Oh, hell, he was totally hostile, to me.
Yeah.
He viewed me as a dangerous radical maniac here who wants to kill pigs. And he wasn't far right, he wasn't far wrong on that. So here he is, and, that's why I tell him, I said, look, stay away. I mean, Zogbot Billy Roper here, what he is, is that he's he's the spawn of Phibby pigs. His grandpa and his daddy were, Phibby Zog pigs, essentially infiltrated the FBI, FBI infiltrated these Klan organizations. And then what happens is, he was big friends with Rick Spring, who really didn't get along too well with Morse Gillette. But what he did is in 2003 and 2004, he was showing Butler on the See Pastor Butler Before He Croaks tour. And then he went ahead and bought from Catch a Lane, who was David Lane's wife, bought her Focus 14 shit so she could move back to Secaucus, New Jersey. So here he is. He got both the order shit and got, you know, the Christian Identity stuff here with Butler. And what happens is that me and the rest of the order people, we're telling him that he has to go ahead and cut off, you know. See, what he does, he got kicked out. He got kicked out by Will Williams and, you know, Kevin Alfred's sperm here after Pierce died. You know what I mean? And what happens, he didn't pretend to be Christian Identity then. No, he was sort of Christian, but what happens is that he was one of Pierce's main tards here. You know what I mean? And Pierce was fascinated by Christian Identity, you know, but he didn't like it. He wanted to go ahead and run what I call his little operation. I called it Elohim City for Creatards. You know what I mean? And you remember when I interviewed, Randolph Dillaway about a year or two ago? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I put it up there.
Yeah.
What happens is Dillaway, he was sent up there by Hoyerswell to go ahead and figure out where all the money had been, that had been collected for timber operations and shit like that here, had gone, and pretty well, most of it went to Eric Leiby and Eric Kemp, and some of it went to Hoyerswell, but Hoyerswell didn't think enough here. And then Gleeby went ahead and gave it to Hoyerswell because he was being sued by, you know, by the, I called it the Nargers, the National Alliance, you know, something reform group. So I called them the Nargers. And what happens, he gave it to Hoyerswell. Hoyerswell went ahead and sold 300 some acres to, some Jew that runs a timber company, you know, next door here. So he, you know, Hoyerswell went ahead and ripped off, you know, ripped off Pierce. But on the other hand, it was Robert Matthew gave Pierce $400,000 of order money. So anyway, here's Billy Roper, and he's getting a whole bunch of shit because Trader Glenn Miller is going ass to mouth with Jew Boy Linder and giving him a bunch of money. So pretty well, we make Billy Roper, the Christian Identity people and the order people, they hate Trader Glenn Miller. You know, I pretend to be his friend for 4 years, but it was just to go ahead and fuck him over as best as possible here and tell him what a rat he was. And when I got Louis Bean's permission, I got David Lane's permission, pretend to be his buddy for 4 years. And then I wanted him to go ahead and run against, Kent Bond, he refused because he said his parole officer wouldn't let him here. So then he went ahead and found out what I really thought of him, and he got on DNN. He bought a computer. I mean, in July of 2000, he was in my office, you know, at the foot of the hill in the trailer house, you know, which was supposedly my mom's double wide, but me and Pig each owned half of it. And he said, he goes ahead, and I says, yeah, y'all get computer, Glenn. I'm talking to Louis Beam and Catch a Lane all the time on it. And old Trader Glenn Miller, he sort of turns sort of green because he thinks that I'm playing with him. I'm going to pull out a .38 or a Bowie knife and kill his worthless, you know, rat ass here. You know what I mean? And Catch a Lane got on to me for not killing his ass, but I didn't, because I didn't know. He said, I was in the Federal Witness Protection Program, but nobody went to prison to resolve my testimony here. And he ran out of my office here, and, you know, what the hell? And I went ahead and talked to him, and then later found out that he was Trader Glenn Miller. You know what I mean? And so I said, look, this bastard's trying to get back into the movement. Why'd you kill him? I said, A, I didn't know who he was, and B, you know, what happens, you just can't kill somebody and expect to get away with it. You know what I mean? So, pretty well, I pretend to be his friend for 4 years. Well, anyway, he goes ahead and gets on BNN in April of 2004, and they just stole my grandchildren. And what happens, I went to Billy Roper's Topeka rally in May of 2004. You know what I mean? But anyway, Zogbot Billy, he's just simply a Zogbot, and he's a tard, and he got kicked out. And he, you know, under pressure, he went ahead and kicked Trader Glenn Miller off, and he went ahead and took over Linder's forum, but it was actually his forum because it was his vBulletin license, and it was his server space that was being used until Trader Glenn Miller, you know, just before Christmas, went ahead and bought server space and bought his own vBulletin license, and Linder went ahead and moved DNN to, you know, in his database that was left here, to the new VNN. So anyway, Billy Roper didn't want to go ahead and get down on Alex Linder and Billy Roper, but here he is, he's bought David Lane's wife's shit here, and he's gone ahead and run around with Butler, so he doesn't have no choice. He has to go ahead and do the Christmas good 2004. So once Linder got a new vBulletin license and he got his database back and he got his own server, I mean, I was the first one kicked off of Linder's Tard Corral, you know, just before Christmas of 2004. Then I went over to Bipolar Bradford Griffin's thefora.com, I was one of the VNN boat pistol here, the four fag thieves here. But anyway,
you were saying that Bradford Cuthair Walrus is now getting to be what were you saying? Irrelevant. Well, so is Countercurrents, except for the fact, you know, Grids Grinder Greggy would be irrelevant, except for the fact that he sells a lot of good books that are worth reading. That's the old, and he has a, you know, he publishes articles.
He is the smartest. He calls himself White Nationalist 3.0. But really, when it comes down to it,
no, he's 2.0.
All they're doing is they're getting a little bit edgy, and Jim Goad was the most edgy, but pretty well what they've said is they whine like a pussy about getting an ethno state, and this shit started before 2000. It started in 1996 when old David Duck, he's a Zogbot, started whining about white genocide. What happens is the original white supremacists and the Christian identity people like I did, generally what happens if a nigger got too much out of line, they just go ahead and shoot his ass and have done with it, you know what I mean? They didn't whine about, and this is what I'm saying is that, Jim Goad actually, and I end up getting, Greg Johnson did print it up here.
Where?
What happens, you can whine about that, on Countercurrents here. This was on one of the Jim Goad interviews. And, Jim Goad went ahead and said, last time he was on there, you can go ahead and talk about white nationalism all you want. You can talk about you wanting an ethno state, but you're not going to get one until Zog collapses. Now, conversely, when Zog collapses, you're going to have plenty of ethno states, probably 10,000 of them. You know what I mean? But as long as Zog is able to go ahead and keep intact, you're not going to get one of them. Because, really, I don't know, if you went ahead and looked at knee pads, and you went ahead and looked this chink bitch here. What happens? This was all anti-white hatred, and they're blaming Trump on essentially starting here by talking about the corona, the Chinese virus. Woo, woo, hoo, boo, hoo, hoo, boo, hoo, hoo, boo, hoo, hoo. Oh, we need to go ahead and pass anti-white legislation. And that's exactly what they have planned. You know what I mean? With my lawsuits here, I'm just simply saying, there is no way to go ahead and make Zog quit dicking with you until Zog ends up having to where they don't control anything. If they can't keep their own damn nuclear power plants from going to Chernobyl, and you end up having, a radiated wasteland, guess what? They won't be able to go ahead and control, they won't be able to control white supremacy. This is my point. White supremacy has never has never, you know, I mean, white supremacy is just simply saying is that non-whites have no part in the Zogland. My position is that, you know, I mean, I wish that Goober Gomer McQuigger, or whatever that goofy angled season bastard was, I wish he'd have had enough balls to say, no, I shot these gookuses because I hate gookuses, rather than the fact that I hate them because they pulled on my dick and I was their customer, and I need to remove, you know, temptation from other tards. You know what I mean? You know, I think that's bullshit. But on the other hand, you know, I think that he does actually mean that. You know what I mean? Because he's a stupid, fucked up wigger who, you know, look, if you're going to masturbate, masturbate. Don't go ahead and pretend that God cares one way or the other. You know what I mean? So, you know, I mean, he's, you know, the character's fucked up. But what you have is you have more and more open anti-white hatred to where they're telling you is that they want to go ahead and turn you into a slave or turn you into a corpse. And so what do you do about it? Well, it's time to go ahead and kill Zog. And what happens is not really the niggers who are dangerous. It's not even the Jews who are dangerous. It's the race traitor wiggers that need to die. And, you know, that is, I think, is inevitable. It's going to happen pretty soon. What they believe, they're going to go ahead and set what they call a great reset to where they hyperinflate away the Zog buck. To where the Zog buck, you know, they go ahead and replace them with the digital Zog buck, and they have 100 million Zoglers vaccinated. And I think this vaccination is going to be, you can go ahead and target the mRNA thing and essentially go ahead and kill 100 million or whoever has got these viruses here, got these vaccines. So no, Zog, you know, this is just simply waiting on the edge here. So I had Bob, and I talked to him for 3.5 hours, and I forget what the actual, it's on my white nationalist page, it's on Gab. And what I did is I went ahead, took about 45 minutes before Bob, and just like I told Logan Hunter, the problem with Bob is, no, he's a nice boomer wigger. He's a nice boomer wigger sheep here who's going ahead and seeing the end of Zog. And he is going ahead and looking for a herd to hide in. You know what I mean? And, you know, I tried to tell him that Sheldon Emery was a Melungeon. No, he's white as a pure show. I said, okay, all right, even if he's white here, he doesn't believe in single seed line. He doesn't believe certainly in two seed line. He believes in no devil, which means no seed line. The Jews are not the children of Satan. Why, no? You know, the Satan is your sinful attitude. And, you know, what happens, this is papist preterism, this is C.I. Dennis Unitarianism is what it is. This is not dual seed line. You know what I mean? And I was trying to tell Bob that when it comes down to it, if he's a Christian, it's between you and God through Jesus Christ. He's the only middleman. You know what I mean? You know, Christ himself said, you know, that he's the only vine, he's the true branch, he's the only vine and branch. And what happens is that you have to be, in order to be a Christian, you have to be of the proper bloodline, you have to be the chosen seed of Israel's race, ye who did hear Christ call, and you got to go ahead and obey Yahweh's law. And that's the only way that you're going to get into the kingdom of heaven. And most people are not going to make it. Now, if you want to go ahead and look for a herd to hide in, I would advise, you know, having anything to do with Bale Fink. I went ahead and told him about Bale Fink being a Jew that murdered a Puerto Rican sneak thief and snitched out everybody, you know, including the pig he helped have him do some. You know, I mean, essentially, stay away from the League of the South. That's done with Zogbot. Stay away, you know. I mean, really, for all practical purposes here, you know, I mean, see, the problem is, it's just like, you know, there are plenty, you know, around here, there are plenty of identity Christians here. You know what I mean? Most of them are left over from the Worldwide Church of God. But, you know, there are some who, you know, were left over from Wesley Swift's and Bertrand Compere's ministry. Okay? And Bob is a nice guy. Bob is a nice guy. Logan thinks you don't have any money, and maybe you don't. You know what I mean? He used to live in Florida, and now he's living in Branson with his son. You know what I mean?
His retarded
and
son?
This is his good. Huh?
His retarded son?
Oh, I think he's 67. No, he's 67 or 68 here. Bob is. You know what I mean?
Oh, his son is half gook, though.
No. This is, you're thinking about Bruce, you know. This is a guy named Bob.
Okay.
Guy who essentially, he's trying to go ahead and find a Christian identity church here. And I'm trying to explain to him that it was just sort of like, you know, I knew a bunch of these people, but I couldn't join their militia because, A, you have to be long-term friends and family. So what happens is, in order to have a militia, I had to go ahead and form two of them. You know what I mean? And what happens is that this really was a Christian identity militia anyway here. You know what I mean? There are lots of them. There's a lot of these groups here. People understand the Zog's about to fall apart. You can't buy guns. You certainly can't buy ammunition around here no more. You know what I mean? Everybody's waiting for Zog to fall apart, and then having to go ahead and kill Zogling, zombie, wigger, and nigger, you know, zombie, you know, apocalypse or whatever here. Everybody's expecting, the government to fall through. You know what I mean? Most of your white people, what they've done is now that the, you know, I know you don't think the virus is real, but a lot of us do think it's real. And what happens is that we're just simply staying at home. You know, we're just staying at home and we're just waiting for Zog to collapse here is what we're doing. And Bob is looking for, you know, he's a lost sheep who's looking for a herd to hide in. You know what I mean?
Oh, he's scared.
He's not a bad guy.
He's scared.
Huh?
He's scared.
He's scared. Of course he's scared. Yes.
Because he's a
boomer. I mean, really?
You know, boomer should be scared.
The only reason I'm not scared, is that I like for all this bad shit to happen. It can't happen fast enough to please me here. I mean, the North Perry nuclear power plant went Chernobyl because there's an unknown nigger left here who's fucking up here. That would be fine by me. You know what I mean? And I think it's going to happen because, it happened at Chernobyl just before the Soviet Union fell apart. And it happened at Fukushima a decade ago because these stupid, you know, most of these plants should have been decommissioned here, you know, 10 years before they went, you know, Chernobyl. You know what I mean? You know, and I think it's inevitable that one or two of them are going to go ahead and... A nuclear power plant is stupid enough to hire old nigger lips without checking him thoroughly first here. Nigger lips blames me for getting him fired. You know what I mean? And so, you know, I don't know. I mean, what happens is that I'm backing up my forum every, you know, about three times a week. You know what I mean? You know, and, you know, I'm not going to say whether or not I have a backup in place already, a secret backup, like I did with Mamzers.org here when Nigger Lips took a bunch of it down. You know what I mean? But that's exactly what you have in the Zogland. That's exactly the situation you have in the Zogland, to where everybody's waiting for things to fall apart. You know what I mean? And old Nigger Lips, he went ahead and sent out, you know, he went ahead and sent out the same email I went ahead and sent to the Jews papers. And, you know, he's just such a goopy, silly bastard. He's bitching. They can't find psychiatrists who want to go ahead and certify these nuts because of me, because, they refuse to testify against me because they're scared I'm going to go ahead and kill them and all their families, and I don't know. Sounds like a pretty good idea to me. But anyway, I need to go ahead and put that shit up on my webpage here. You know what I mean? But no, I mean, you know, that's what you have is to where where ordinary wiggers are thinking that, oh my God, for the love of Christ, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, go ahead and gun down some old age, you know, good whores, you know what I mean? We're giving hand jobs, you know, and I'm their best customer. It's sort of fucked up, ain't it? You know what I mean?
No, it's not real. Yeah.
Oh, I think it's real, but, you know, I don't know.
It's real in your mind.
Yeah, that's the problem I always have to argue with you here. You know, what happens is that, you know, it's not real unless you believe it's real.
No, it's just not real because Zog is lying about everything, so. I learned the hard way. I learned the hard way. I know boomers very well. You guys are all liars. You all believe what
all
the
right.
fuck is.
Yeah. We're so. Out to, you know, we're out to.
You're out
to
fuck us. You're out to fuck us. Yeah.
We're out to fuck you here.
Yeah.
What happens? Ha! Ah! Ah! I'll get you, my little Gen X fat cock.
Exactly.
I'll go ahead and eat up all your ice cream, even though it ain't ice cream, it's just freezer burnt.
No, you can't do it anymore. We don't. No. Well, things have changed. You can't do it because we don't believe anything you say anymore. So
okay.
You can talk all you want.
Well,
but it's not having any effect.
Okay.
It's not having any effect.
So why'd you invite me to your show if I'm so full of shit?
It's not my show, it's your show. Dude, what have I even got
show?
A word in edgewise here? This is not my show, this is your show. This is the movement
not much,
turd.
Not much.
This is
not
the movement.
Not much, okay.
This is the movement turd in exile.
No, it's the dying dog in exile. How's that? You know,
well,
I call my show the dying dog now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The dying dog.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's Soylent Boomer. You know, we're going to have Soylent Boomer factories all over.
Soylent Boomer?
We're going to play nice music.
We're
going to play nice music.
Go ahead.
We're going to play nice music for you while you, did you ever see that movie? We're going to play nice music for you while you go in and we make Soylent Boomer out of you.
Soylent Boomer out of me here. Well, so you FedEx is going to go ahead and eat Soylent Boomer?
No, we're going to feed it to niggers.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what happens? You're gonna go ahead and reserve all the Soylent Nigger for yourself here.
Oh, Soylent Boomer.
Where you Gen X cars gonna go ahead and? I did go ahead and read your blog, so I came across the most egregious examples of fucktarnation here directed at me, yours truly. So I did go ahead and put in a comment. You did see it, didn't you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, we already talked about it.
I could go ahead. I could go ahead and gone to the other, you know, computer and, you know, approved it here. But nah, what the hell? You know, this is just something on the stir of the moment here. You know, so it's essentially that Jew man's or faggot here, Papa Twat, not Papa Cat. Yeah. You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah.
Papa Twat. So how's he different from Gay Mamzer? Is he just a different retard?
Well, he's smart. He's smarter. Gay Mamzer's a fucking moron.
Is he?
Oh, Gay Mamzer.
Well, I know that.
Gay Mamzer, like,
but I didn't
think you already.
Plot was that good brain either.
No, he's smart, but he's been Gay Mamzer's been dropped on his head 1,488 times by his Jew mama.
1,488 times, yeah, by his mama, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Master. Hey, yeah.
Papa Twat is some clever Jew boy. He's some clever Jew boy. That's what Papa Twat is.
Clever, fucked up Jew boy. What happens, though, is he's just like, you know, like I went ahead and said, I mean, within a month of when I started the movement, February 2010, you end up having Nimbus retards tell me, you know, Pastor Marty. You know that your show is a high point of the week in my life. And I says, well, that just goes to show how fucked up you are now, don't it? You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
And I was already getting shit from Bruce Pringlemeier, Jew boy of Talks to You, you know, about how one of them called himself Janice Jameson, post homosexual porn you know, in the chat links here, and it says, well, I'll try to go ahead and get the, I'll try to tell the goofy bastard if this is the finest thing he's going to get, he needs to keep needs to get kicked off the talk show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Bruce Springlemeyer got to where he didn't like me here, and so did this other, you know, what was this, Dave C. Mangina, you know what I mean? You know,
oh, yeah.
Dave C. Mangina hit me even more, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It's another lipstick cockroach. Whap! 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 You know what I mean?
Didn't your show once get deleted right when the show was on? Right in the middle of the show?
It's the right time, you know I feel hateful tonight.
I don't know why.
It's the right place, I got my clan face tonight.
I don't know why.
I'm in a hateful mood, I got some new stomping boots tonight. I got my Nazi dress, I couldn't care less tonight. Somebody told you I was so hateful and mean. Somebody wants you and don't want me around. Somebody hurt you, but baby, it sure was me. Let's find a new name for such a hateful game tonight. It's how long that I can rave on tonight. I don't know why talks to you don't want me. Just when I think that I can fake it without you, you come around and say you don't want me now. You tell me to leave, and I don't want to believe you. Why can't you see just how much I need you? Yep, it was Bill Fink, Eddie Lyre Jameses, and Billy Wolfers, you know, Great Britain Mamsers. Surrounded by, you know, some men, Packy Shanks, and some other Packy Pedos. You know, Alfred Carrington Hitchcock, all sorts of mammers. He told you I was so hateful and mean. Packies were squawking, but he hates you and don't want me in between. Think better, start walking, somebody kick your ass, but baby, it sure was me. If there's a last chance for a hate man tonight, there'll be a next time if you won't be swine tonight. I don't know why talks you don't want me. I don't know why talks you don't want me. I don't know why talks you don't want me. I don't know why the fuck talks you don't want me. Really talks to you. You ought to just allow me to sneak right the fuck back in here and don't listen to what Bale thinks or Eliers or any of the other, you know, Billy Roper's Mongols say about me. It's all true, but y'all allow me to go ahead and sneak the back fuck on. Okay, talks to you? Okay, hail victory.
Right, you know, right. Oh, hell. One time it got deleted. This is when the pedo, this is when the pissers, pedo packy possums here, you know, in great, you know, not so great, you know, England. What happens is that you'd end up having a nip-busted card called Carb Hunter. And Carb Hunter was like a pig who could sniff out truffle. What he'd do is he'd go ahead and look at every new show that came in, and he'd go ahead and try to guess by what the title says whether it was me or not. And then what happens, most of the time he'd be right. you go ahead and go over to Nimbus Guitars and tell Nimbus Guitars, Lisa's going to have a show. Well, guess what? The Pedo Packy Possum, who are with...
That's how I found out about your show was I went from Nimbusters. It was advertised all the time.
Yeah, well, what happens Carb Hunter do it here? The problem of it is that the Pissers Pedo Packy Possum from Great Britain would go ahead and look on that, and then they go ahead and go to Dave C. Mangina in some cases.
Bitchcock, right? Bitchcock.
Bitchcock is part pedo. He's part packy pisser pedo possum here, you know what I mean?
You talking about Packishanks? Fred Packishanks?
Well, yeah, Packishanks here is some, what happens is that, back in 1971, 72, when they had a war with India, and what happens, there used to be an East Pakistan and a West Pakistan, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. And what happens is that they lost the war with India. They lost the war with India, and the Indians and the Pakis hate each other, you know what I mean? They've hated each other since before they partitioned the country in 1947. Well, what happens is that the East Pakis here, they went ahead and kicked themselves away from the West Pakis and formed a, new country called Bangladesh, you know what I mean?
Oh.
And so, what happens is that, you end up having the West Pakis became, Pakistan, because there was no East Pakistan no more. It's Bangladesh. So anyway, one of them, he went ahead and...
Whenever he criticized something, he would call it Bangladesh. He'd be like, "Oh God, this is like Bangladesh."
Is that Savant Pakistan or Bitchcock?
No, that's my dad. He would say that. Who are you talking about?
Okay, well,
Bangladesh is a total shithole. I mean, it's like the biggest shithole in the world.
Well, it's still a shithole. So is Pakistan, you know what I mean? Because it's full of Pakis, you know what I mean? So brown skin,
is India.
What did Sod and Wendy Churchill say? He said, "What rabies is to rabies is to a dog what Islam is to a human." You know what I mean? He went ahead and compared Islam to rabies. What I forget what he said. He said that what rabies is to a dog, Islam is to a human. Which is about to, pretty well correct here. Just turned them into rabid fighters here, you know what I mean? But, what happens is that, the Bangladeshis are all Muslims too here, but what happens, they used to be one country, but, what happens is, they were separated by England about 1,000 miles apart. So anyway, in 1971 or 72, old Savant Pakistan's father was elected in Pakistan. I'm not quite sure which one it was. And he goes ahead and found some wigwits here. And they go ahead and, name their spawn Tony Young. You know what I mean? And from my guess, Tony Young, he got rounded up and sentenced 18 months here for diddling little English schoolgirls.
Tony Young is Pakishanks? Because they're saying he's not Pakishanks.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well, I think there's two Pakishanks here, you know what I mean?
Oh,
Savan
okay.
Pakishanks. Savan Longshanks, I mean, this is a made-up name. I call him Savan Pakishanks, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the one which went around with Bale Fink here... Now, I think the one that also ran with Andre the Nigger was, Tony Young, who essentially was,
right.
Packy here, who,
right.
I mean, what happens is that he had a picture of the English flag behind him. Here's this brown skinned little critter here, you know what I mean? With a big nose. And, he's talking with an English accent. Before I gather, he got sent state 18 months. So that's why I end up calling, because they were associating with Visser. So I called them, Pissers, Pedo, Packy Possums, you know what I mean? And, what happens is that, they were making fun of Visser here. Said, come in there without a tomahawk chop. So what happens there, they're essentially calling the pistol possum a red nigger, and make fun. It took Visser a while to figure out that they were making fun of him, and he banned him. You know what I mean?
Right.
This was back in 2018 or so. You know what I mean? But yeah, I don't know, maybe I'll get back on Talk Show or maybe not here, but I don't know, I just prefer to go ahead and have Logan talk to me, and we go ahead and talk over the news of the day here. You did see where old Senile Joe was called Putin the Killer, and then Putin went ahead and challenged him to a debate here without any handlers, and then the Babylon Bee said they also challenged him to a chair climbing. contest, because Senile Joe was stumbling getting into the plane here a couple of days ago. You know what I mean? And then this morning they were getting down on the chinks here, and the chinks went ahead, chewed Zog's ass, out pretty good, in return. You know what I mean? I don't know if you heard that or not here. Biden was fighting with the Ruskies and with the chinks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, they deserve each other. They deserve each other.
Well, see that old bastard.
What we got to do is we got to get rid of all these silent degeneration and boomer degeneration people. That's what we got to do.
I don't know if I'm going to go ahead and join you in that here, but
Well, you're not going to have a choice. You're not going to have a choice. You're going to be told what to do, and you're going to listen.
I am.
Yes. Yeah. Or you're going to go to the Soylent Boomer Factory.
you're going to go ahead and make me Soylent Boomer out of me here.
No, it's not me. It's Gen Xers. I'm not going to be doing anything. It's going to be fellow Gen Xers. We're going to turn on you.
Gen X,
Gen Y, and Gen Z. You got a big problem. You have three generations of Wiggers against you. You got big problems.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. What happens is that I go ahead and read Dr. Bruce Charlton's blog here, and
who's he?
He went. Oh. He's not really in the movement, but what happens is he's read quite a bit by people who like to think. You know what I mean? He's a Christian. He sees something in Mormonism that I don't, though. But
oh, gross.
Anyway, he was saying is that you can go ahead and blame the boomers, but I don't see the Gen Xers or the millennials here being any better than they are. You know what I mean?
Well, we are.
And accomplishing. Okay.
We're way better.
He didn't see.
Well, yeah, that's because he's fucking biased. He's a fucking boomer asshole. Fuck. Like boomers are going to say bad shit about themselves? Give me a break. He's just a boomer tard.
Okay. Alrighty.
I mean, Martin, have you lost your mind? Why would a boomer ever say, they've been shitting on Gen X forever, why would they ever say anything good about us?
I mean, it doesn't even make any sense. Have you ever really known me to shit on Gen Xers? Unless you deserve it.
Well, I can tell you have a conspiracy going with the you boomers don't have to be so you think you're a dwat and very clever, but you're really not. You're really kind of obvious about how you all stick together and
right.
Oh yeah. All you boomers stick together.
Know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what do you have to show for anything other than just simply complete paranoia?
mean, you can criticize us all you want. That's just the way it is, man. That's just the way it is. You know, you sound like all a right. Jew now. When we used to say, when we used to call out the Jews for running Zog, they would say, you're paranoid. You're doing the same thing. You know the boomers run everything. You know the boomers have all the money. Give me a break.
Even our president
is not even a fucking, we had, by the time, okay, how old is the oldest fucking, oh my God, by this time, you boomers already had three presidents. We have not had one Gen X president. Fucking Clinton was a president in his 40s, then George mm-hmm. W., then that nigger Obongo. These are all fucking. Then you had three presidents, and we are Gen Xers are in their 50s now. Gen Xers are in their 50s, and we don't have one fucking president. Yeah. And that's gonna blow up in your face, Boomer.
If I were generation didn't have any president, man, here comes Senile Joe here, and he gets inaugurated. You know what I mean? You know he's not really a boomer. You know what I mean?
Nah, don't forget the fucking silent degeneration. Fuck that. I mean, you had Reagan and Bush. They were practically the same thing. You know, they were the greatest degeneration.
No, they weren't.
Look, man, don't try to fucking deflect by saying, "Oh, look at pointing to the silent degeneration." We don't care, Boomer. We want boomers to be Soylent Boomer. We're gonna create because. You know, no. First of all, the silent degeneration knew how to keep their mouth shut. They were in the back. That's why we call them the silent degeneration, because they were quiet and they weren't arrogant. But you boomers, oh my God, you never shut up. You got the fat Rush Limbaugh. You got the Howard Stern Jew boy. God damn, you guys never shut the fuck up.
I would say, you know, definitely old Flusher. He definitely was a boomer. You know what I mean?
And he's a piece of shit.
Serves him right. He cooked off here. You know what I mean? Poor Flush is dead. Poor Flush is dead.
Flush Rimblow. That's what your generation is. It's a bunch of Flush Rimblows. You guys are a bunch of Flush Rimblows.
Well, the goofy old bastard. The goofy old bastard is lucky he croaked off here, you know what I mean?
There's parts of
Flush, though, that I did like here. He used to be better when he was first coming in than when he became, you know, I mean, he was just a total lying hypocrite, you know what I mean? The spawn of lawyers, I mean, he was a total fucking hypocrite, you know what I mean? And so... You know, occasionally as he got older here, he'd occasionally have a decent moment every so often, but not all that much, you know what I mean?
Oh, he sucked ass. Come on, don't defend it. You see, this is how you boomers all stick together. He was a piece of shit. He was an Israel-loving piece of shit from the very beginning. And, you know, you guys think you could all stick together, and I know, because I've heard,
I mean, you're accusing me of sticking together with old Flusher.
Well, no, you boomers stick together. No, you're not going to stick together with him. You're going to stick together with the people in your neighborhood, the boomers in your neighborhood. Yeah, we got, you know what, we got to stop this fat guy. He's out of control, man. I can already see it coming. We got to stop Fat Kike, not you, boomers in general.
Not me.
Well, maybe not you.
I don't know. I mean...
Well, whatever. It doesn't matter because we're gonna learn how to get a Soylent Boomer factory together, and we'll see what happens.
Et tu, Fat Kike? Et tu?
What is
it?
I don't know what et tu means. Boomers are just full of themselves, and it's got to stop. So, you know, what's funny is, here's the thing, Martin, and this is why I always try to tell you, I always try to, you know, teach you or red pill you on all these conspiracies, because everybody, conspiracies are getting mainstream. You're going to be out in the cold. When you're still saying that fucking North Perry nuclear power plant and all this bullshit, you know, people are going to be saying, nukes are fake, and there's going to be, you're going to be like a relic. You're going to be like a Cold War relic. You're going to be you're going to be as obsolete as a fucking tank.
The last of the boomers. Thanks for being nice to Fat Kite. I'll be the last, very last one here, shoved into the Soylent Boomer Factory. You know what I mean? I don't know. Did you ever see Pink Floyd's The Wall? Where you have the little kids here, they're falling over the gangplank into the little thing that makes them into little Wigger Burger here. Well, I'll be the very last boomer here. The very last boomer in the Soylent Boomer Factory here. Dee, 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 dee. We don't need no education. Hey, Jenny, leave us boomers alone.
Exactly. You got to write that song. You need to write that song. Hey, Gen X, leave us boomers alone. Yeah.
Hey, Gen X, leave us boomers alone. You're just another prick in the wall.
I'll tell you what. If you want to start this war early, fine.
Good thing I have a sense of humor, even though I'm staring at certain doom.
You won't be laughing. I guarantee you, you won't be laughing. You boomers had it so easy.
I won't here. $2. I'm catching up here.
$2 cartons of cigarettes. You guys are the fucking biggest spoiled assholes on the planet. $2 for a carton. When I first started smoking, I think cigarettes were $2 a pack.
No, this is a carton.
Oh, I know.
In Germany, you know what I mean?
I know. No, but I'm saying that's why you're spoiled.
You didn't have to pay state or federal taxes on it either. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, whatever. All in all, you're just a boomer in the wall. All in all, you're just another brick of the boomer. And all in all, you're just a soiling boomer in a nigger stomach. All in all, you're just a soiling boomer in a nigger stomach.
I think I create a monster here. You know what I mean?
No, I haven't been. You're exaggerating. I haven't written about boomers in a while. I've been writing about
about 10, 15 minutes ago.
No, I've been writing. You haven't read all my posts. I've been writing about these fucking average wiggertards who are just a fucking assholes, and that's why the movement. They have too much power in the movement. So you need the leaders, the real leaders of the wigger race. To get power. And then I've been writing about this Russian stuff. Man, I can't believe how these average wiggertards cannot understand that Stalin was killing Jews in Russia. Russia is a nationalist state.
It got to where you know, he was super paranoid. He was just sort of, you know, you gotta realize is that I don't know if Joseph Stalin was a Jew or not here. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. But it got to where, you know, he realized toward the end of his life here. I mean, these Jew doctors were trying to go ahead and kill his ass, and from what I gather, Berea, who was a Jew, poisoned him, from what I heard.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then they went ahead, pissed on him here. You know, pissed on him the very last. You know, he's going ahead and laying around poisoned, you know what I mean, by Berea. Well, later on, it was the turn of Berea here. They went ahead and killed the Jew secret policeman here. But you got to realize is that the Bolshevik Revolution was made by Jews. You know what I mean?
I know, but Martin, that doesn't matter. The fucking peasants, the Russian peasants took over. And that's why they were killing all the Jews off.
Yes, it was. Well, they
became a national. Do you think Russia is run by Jews today?
Not really.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Not so much as the Zogland.
Do you think the Zog has Russia under control?
Hell no.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, a lot of people do. Russia got its collapsed and done with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Actually, I don't see a nigger left mongrel here and a bunch of crooked lawyers going ahead and going after me and my property and my sister, you know, if I lived in Russia. You know what I mean?
What? Wait, say that again?
The Zogland is falling apart. The Zogland is falling apart, and that's a good thing. You know what I mean? That is a good thing.
Yeah, and
boom. I do think that this is why I'm trying to tell Greg Johnson here, and he's not listening because it doesn't pay for him to listen. He's at the head of the white nationalist heap here. And like I went.
He's just a book publisher. Yeah, he's just a book publisher.
Well, that's pretty well. You know, what it boils down to is, yeah. I mean, this is what Robert Friend said about William Pierce. William Pierce is not no revolutionary, no
right.
Pretend otherwise. He's just a trinket seller and book publisher, and
yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, pretty
no,
well.
I mean,
all he's
that's
doing
not
is
no no these
Elohim
yeah.
City.
Right, no, these people think
all
they're
doing is running it.
Yeah, they think they're participating in politics, but book selling is book selling.
They're not.
I mean, you know?
They're not. They're not. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I used to cut hair, bipolar Bradford, cut hair walrus. Look, I'm asking you, you've ever run for dog catcher, you know what I mean? No, it's less Senate or sheriff or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't understand anything about politics, you know what I mean? Because you never actually won. You've never actually run for, you know, any office at all. You're just some sort of little rich tard here. You know what I mean? You're obviously bipolar. You know what I mean? That's why I call him Bipolar Bradford here. And most of the time he's Bipolar Bradford, and then he gets a message from Zog, he becomes, flips over and becomes Cut Hair Walrus. You know what I mean? So, yeah. And this is the same thing, is that none of these characters have ever run for sheriff. They've never run for commissioner. They've never run for elections.
No, you boomers are all about elections, man. We gotta just grab power. Fuck elections. The elections are a bad deal.
How are you
gonna
grab power?
Well, I don't know. But the fifth fucking collapse, how are you going to grab power? How is North Prairie nuclear power plant going to fucking explode? It's not going to happen, so don't tell me how are you going to grab power. You fucking boomer fucktards aren't going to grab power either.
We will see.
Yeah, we will see. You're not getting any younger, Martin. Boomers are getting older.
No, isn't that what? Yeah, we are.
And nobody likes boomers, man.
Well, you obviously don't. No.
No, I mean, it's not just me, Martin. It's not just me.
I mean, what are you? What? How are you going to go ahead and do anything different?
I don't know. How the fuck are you going to have warlords? How are warlords going to take power?
They're going to go ahead and take power because, you know, when Zog falls apart, there ain't going to be gasoline. There's not going to be diesel. There's not going to be any ability.
That's not a reason.
There's not going to be any ability to go ahead and keep things under control.
We'll see. I don't believe that, but I think elections.
Okay.
The problem with America.
You do realize, I mean, you know, here you live in Illinois here. You've seen all these, you know, you've seen all these corn and soybean plants here planted all over, you know, the downstate area outside of Chicagoland. Sometimes
Martin, I'm not making, Martin, I don't know. You're going to have some long explanation that leads to warlords. But I'm just saying that there's going to be a change in this country. There's ain't going to be business as usual. So the business as usual.
What happens is boomer bullshit.
Yeah.
What happens when there? You know. What happens is that. Yeah. You know, what happens when the North Perry nuclear power plant
essentially
melts down and there's no electricity coming through? And you have.
You're gonna have a nuclear winter. The whole country like a movie. I mean, you talk like a movie script. Yeah, there's going to be a nuclear winter, and nobody's going to be able to go outside. You're going to have to put tin foil on your windows.
I didn't say nuclear winter. I don't know.
Yeah,
when the radioactive wind comes out, I'd advise you to stay inside if you have
I knew it. But that's not going to happen. You know, Zog is going to fall, and we're going to
spread. Why is it not going to happen?
Because nuclear energy is not dangerous. It's not dangerous.
Where do you get that idea?
Because that's... What do you mean, where do I get that idea? That's the truth.
So when there's not any water being pumped over the nuclear reactor core, like happened in Chernobyl, and what happened...
Nothing happened in Chernobyl, that's all Zog lies. That's fucking bullshit. We have 7 nuclear power plants in Illinois. Do you think the fucking Jews, if this shit was as dangerous as you say and boomers say, do you think the Jews would live anywhere near this shit? Fuck no. Jews are the biggest pussies on the planet. They even have their own nuclear power plants. It's not dangerous. I'm trying to tell you that.
All right, believe what you want.
Yeah, you can
believe what you want.
No, our planet's not rot, fucking ball spinning through the earth. That's more boomer lies.
Yeah, you believe that shit for what? Exactly what? 2 months now?
It doesn't matter how long I believe it. It's fucking true.
It doesn't matter how long you believe it.
No, it doesn't.
It does a lot.
You're a typical boomer. You're a typical boomer. You don't want to stick to the fucking facts. You know you're wrong. You don't want to stick to the facts. You only believe that for 2 months, man. You only believe that for 2 months. Did we land on the moon? I don't care if we landed on the fucking moon. Well, that's not the facts. You fucking boomers are living in a fucking dream world. We're not going
to
join your dream. The hard facts is we are going to have Soylent boomer factories in every fucking town. We want Soylent. We are going to bring Soylent boomer factories. You know what? We're turning all the funeral homes.
What happened?
All the funeral homes are going to turn into Soylent boomer.
When the Gen X tards here are coming for us, boomers, what happens if we decide we're going to have Soylent Gen X tards here instead?
Okay, I'd like to see that. Oh, when you're 80? Really? When you're 80 years old? You're gonna fucking work? You lazy asses?
You're getting a little huffy here. I don't know.
Well, Martin, you don't sound rational either when you're talking. Don't put me down, Martin, and then say I can't put you down. You boomers have a goddamn double fucking standard.
You're the one talking about Soylent boomer here. I just simply talked about Soylent dead ecstasy. You know what I mean?
Well, you were talking about prion poisoning. You were talking about North nuclear power plant. Why can't I talk about Soylent boomer? Only you can talk about that because you're a boomer. Because I'm a boomer. I'm sitting on my throne, and whatever I say is law.
I did say that here.
Yeah, that's how you're acting.
Oh.
You discount everything
we
say.
Anyway, your
boomer empire is falling. I understand you're scared, and, you know.
I don't know about scared, but...
You're scared. You're just pretending. You guys all try to play it cool, but you're.
I'm really petrified. But I'm just pretending here.
Well, I find it amusing too.
We are
going to win.
So,
you're right. You were right that the problem with the Wigger race is Wiggers. And the biggest problem are boomers. And I don't know why you don't see boomers gave us civil rights. They gave us homosexual rights. Now we got trans rights.
I've never been a big one for homo rights here, faggot rights.
Yeah, you are. You have no problem with Chris Grinder Greggy being a homo. You know, he could be a warlord in San Fax Crisco.
He can be a warlord in San Fax.
Well, you don't have a problem. Well, you don't have a problem with homos then.
I mean, if I go ahead and get down too much on Grizz Grinder Greg, yeah, I won't go ahead and have any of my comments published.
At least you're being honest.
I just go ahead, and, you know, I think Grizz Grinder Greg, by the way, is a Gen Xer here. What do you think of that?
Well, when was he born?
I think he was born in the early 70s.
He could be.
No, but, I think he said he just turned, 50 here just a little bit ago.
Here's the thing. If he would have just stayed in the closet with his faggotry, it would have been okay. But he had to come out, and he had to publish that shit on his blog.
No, he doesn't make a big deal.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. He published pro-homo stuff on his blog. I don't know if he does anymore, but when he first started, he did, right? Am I right?
He doesn't really publish pro-homo shit here, but it's homo denial, that's for sure. You know what I mean?
What's homo denial?
So, basically, most of the time... Yeah, I don't know if you remember what happens is that the third gym pack here, you know what I mean? He didn't much
care
for that, you know what I mean? Remember that?
Then
what happens is that one little tard here ambushed him here, says, we gotta talk about the elephant in the room here. So this is what boils down to. You're a big faggot, Greggy here, and Greggy just ran off now, didn't you? You know what I mean?
Right. And that's who you're supporting.
He did.
Look,
I'm
just trying to help.
Supporting him here.
I'm just trying to help.
I'm just not interested in fighting with him, okay? Because he is actually about the most clever. He's the most clever of the white nationalist 3.0 tards here. You know what I mean?
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that at all.
So who's the most clever of the white nationalists?
Doesn't matter. That's a boomer thing, making your fucking list. Who's the greatest? The top 10. Your top 10 list with the... Go to your fucking David Letterman's or shows with your goddamn top 10 list. Doesn't matter who's the best. He is a fucking homo, and that's all that matters. And he doesn't hide it. So he's going to be forever handicapped. Because the younger generations don't want a fucking homo. Well, I don't know what's going to happen because America is like fucking Rome, man. And Rome, at the end of Rome, everybody was a faggot. All the guys were fat. All the fucking Caesars were all faggots. So that could happen in America. That could happen in America because
has become pretty faggot.
You got George Bush, who was a faggot. You got Obongo, who seemed like a faggot. You know,
Obongo's a faggot.
Yeah, Obongo. No,
well,
and
Donald Trump is a faggot here. He what happens? He pretended to be a pussy grabber. Instead, all he did was turn out to be a pussy. You know what I mean?
Oh, they're fucking worthless.
But, yeah. Well, okay. Anyway, I think I've... Anything else you want to go ahead and talk about or want me to talk about?
No, I mean, I don't know. It's your show, but what am I thinking? Oh, I mean, I don't know if we could talk about, like, Daily Nigger, the stories, you know how I was saying that Daily Nigger is falling apart. The stories are not even worth reading anymore. I mean, I used to read two or three stories a day from Daily Nigger. Now I'm going two or three days without even checking it. And I don't know what he's just writing. There's just writing nonsense over there. There's no reason to read. It's not even white nationalist anymore, and they support the civic cuckism, so they're big on Spik Fuentes. I mean, are you serious? If Zog, if the best Zog has is Spik Fuentes, they're finished.
Spik Fuentes? Spik Fuentes? Yeah. The beater Ben Shapiro? I'm not a big fan of Spik Fuentes here, you know what I mean?
No, I know, but Daily Nigger was supporting people before, and it had a lot of people it was supporting. They're down to Spik Fuentes. That's it. And so
that would be a disappointment for a good
reason. I'm just saying Zog is over. So Spik Fuentes had they wouldn't let him into CPAC. So he had his own CPAC, like, across town, and the people who...
Yeah.
I don't think there was one white guy. No, there were a couple congressmen who spoke, and then there was, like, a black woman, a chink, and I think a homo. So it's just, it's not going to work. And I know that Grids Grinder Greggy's full of shit because he published his book by Spengler and Yaki. He has articles, pro articles about those guys. And then he doesn't like them. He fucking hates those guys. In fact,
what do you have against Lawson Stoddard? I was just sort of wondering.
Well, he's just a materialist. He's, Martin, the reason, I don't know if you paid attention with the whole, and this is part of Third Gym Pact. This was in Third Gym Pact that these guys got really mad at all these alt-kike dudes because they said they're just liberal racists. That's all Grids Grinder Greggy is. That's all the boomers are. That's all Bowel Movement 1.0 was. All you guys wanted to do was you wanted to keep this shitty fucking democracy and capitalism, but you wanted it all wigger.
I've never said any such thing.
No, I know, but a lot of people are liberal racists. And, well, no, you support Lothrop Stoddard, who was basically a liberal racist. That's all he was.
Who did that idea?
Because he was a rationalist. He was for liberalism. He loved liberal. He thought everybody was free. Only if they're Anglo-Saxon, though.
Have you read very much Lawson? I scanned in his masterpiece book here. I read him quite a bit here.
No, I know. And so what does he say? Trust me, I know him like the back of my hand. He's a liberal racist.
Did you even read his book?
The Coming Tide of the Color Revolution? What's the name of that fucking thing? I think I read it.
A rising tide of color against white world supremacy.
Okay. I think I'm almost sure I read that book. It's nothing. It didn't impress me at all.
Okay. I read books and they impressed me quite a bit.
No, I know, but Martin, I'm just saying it's not just me against you. There's a lot of people in the bowel movement or whatever you want to call what's going on now. Martin, come on, you gotta be honest about, this is the reason people get frustrated with boomers, is because...
I've never heard of any of them who actually read Lotham Stoddard.
No, but do you remember Third Gym Pact when they were talking about, liberal racism? Do you remember that at all?
Third Gym Pact was essentially about, calling Greg Johnson out for being a homo.
No, I know. And the other thing was that they turned against them. One part of it was them being homos. The other part was ideological. You didn't remember that these guys, listen, he's lying now. Grits Grinder Greggy is lying now. But when he was told by, people asked him on his blog, what is your vision of things? And Mark, don't yawn, okay? If you're going to listen to me.
I'm tired. Well, I'm a little bit tired here.
And yeah, okay.
We've been going on for a while. Nearly 2.5 hours.
Okay, but I'm just saying, you asked me a question. You asked me a question, though, and the question is, so I'm just trying to answer the question. The Grids Grinder Greggy and all these guys did, Dickie Spencer said the same thing. They all wanted to go back to the 50s, and they all wanted to go back to the 1950s. They all said it. And when there was a huge uproar, then when there was a huge uproar in the fucking alt-kike about this, they all backed away from it. So I know that guy, and I know Grids Grinder Greggy's a phony because he publishes all this shit. He even says he doesn't like it. And it's all right-wing shit. He doesn't like Louis Ferdinand.
Maybe he likes going ahead and selling people what they'll buy. Do you know what I mean?
No, that's fine, but he shouldn't pretend to be a right winger. No, I have no problem with that. If he doesn't believe in any of it, fine. No, I totally agree with you. He can sell me anything he wants if he thinks there's a market for it. He wants to be a businessman, but do you see he's trying to be a bowel movement leader, and he's not. He's just a book publisher.
Well,
that's my
only
point.
Really, when it comes down to it, you know, really, you put it like that, really, none of them are leaders.
We don't. No, we don't have any real leaders now. That's exactly true. We don't have any opposition to Zog. There's nothing.
Well, I'm doing my best to oppose Zog, but oh well.
No, I mean a political opposition. Of course there are people tens of millions of people who probably hate this. There's liberals who are turning against it. So their days are numbered.
Yeah.
You know, nobody, even liberals don't want to live in this fucking Twitter world where you can't say...
Yeah, the shithole they've turned it in. They don't want to live in the shithole they've turned it into, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's what gets me about this, you know, stupid gook woman. You know, she don't want to live in Chinkland here. She wants to go ahead and live in Wiggerland, but she wants to go ahead and get reparations, and she wants to go ahead and get a whole bunch of shit from the white man here for the evilness of living in, you know, essentially a system which is, you know, well past its prime. You know what I mean?
They all do.
Yeah.
Niggers want the same deal. Women want the same deal.
Yeah. That's true. I don't know. I'm getting pretty tired.
Okay.
You're recording this, aren't you?
Yeah, it's recorded.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and call. I want to go ahead and call that night if I could. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just a tired old boomer here who just needs to go ahead and crawl off the bed here all alone here, except for me and my little puppy dog, Gustavus Adolphus.
Just don't dream of all those boomer factories, Soylent boomer factories.
No, I usually try to dream of something pleasant like Quigley's pussy. You know what I mean?
You faded fast. Yeah.
Huh?
You faded fast.
Say again?
You faded
fast. Oh, I don't know. What happens is that shit, the show started at, what, about 1 o'clock, and now it's what? Oh, 2.5 hours later, it's 3:40 around here right now.
I know,
you know
but
I mean?
Martin, you used to do 4 or 5 hour shows, man. Remember that?
Oh, hell yes. I used to be, you know, that was 11 years ago. I used to be, you know, old Papa, you know, Papa Cat Meow used to call me the Fidel Castro of CI Dentistry. You know what I mean? used to do 5 hour shows here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And old Victor Spinker, a.k.a. Victor Switzer here, Choctaw, whatever, used to go ahead and find it appealingly gross here when, you know, only time I'd take a break here was to go ahead and get a piss jug and fill up a jug of Dose Winstead, you know what I mean, on the air. Remember, what happens is I had live pissing here on the show, remember?
Dose Winstead. Oh, I remember that. I remember that, Dolce Lindstedt.
I'm filling up a fresh plastic, you know, 2 liter jar full of fresh prime here. Room, you know, I mean, body temperature dose, Linstead. Premium sipping urine and asparagus fertilizer.
I don't know.
You remember Fat Cat? Not Fat Cat, but Kennewick Man here. As the gay gaffer. I'm Joyce Kane. But yeah, I don't usually drink urine. But when I do, I prefer Linstead.
Yeah, that was fucking classic.
Kennewick
Man.
He lifted out to the movement turn, you know what I mean?
Oh, poor him. Hey, did you see that video of... Yeah. What?
Mischievous piss apostles are not allowed here on the movement turn. So.
Did you see that... Did you see that video of Biden trying to climb up the stairs to the airplane and falling twice?
Yeah. What happened? Supposedly, old Putin went ahead and just challenged him to an embankment, and also challenged him to a stair climbing show contest here. You know what I mean? He looks just like, you know. I mean, I listened to his Thursday podcast 2 weeks ago, and goofy, stupid, silly old bastard here. I mean, you know, it's obvious that, you know, he's lost what little he got, you know, what he had, and it wasn't much to begin with. It was his prime. You know, I mean, you know, all it boils down to is that they're running, you know, Democrats are running wild, you know, and the Republicans are letting them. And guess what? Zog is falling apart. That's exactly what the hell's going on. You know what I mean? Bastard.
Yeah, I think that this whole one-party state is going to blow up in Zog's face, because I don't think it's healthy. I think the system always depended on a two-party, so they could play everybody off each other, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just simply Zog is falling apart. You know what I mean? That's why I call my show The Dying Zog now. But
everything's getting more and more, like, people on the left are getting more extreme, people on the right, the middle is dissolving, and nobody really even wants
it. It's a hollow middle because, you know, I mean, if you hate white people, they're going to go ahead and hold them responsible because some, you know, Angelo Mestizo goes ahead and he's feeling guilty because he's having Gukas's pull on his dick here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, hey, I mean, you know, yes, all I see is a lot of anti-Uyghur, anti-boomer hatred here for whatever reason, you know what I mean? And some of it's deserved, but most of it isn't. So, yeah, it's just, things are not good. I mean, what they're doing is they're working on a great reset to where they hyperinflate away the Zog buck and then try to convince Uyghurs to go ahead and accept the digital Zog buck here and take their Bill Gates Mark of the Beast 666 microchip here and their vaccine.
Yeah.
I mean, This vaccine is, what happens last month here, this nigger fighter who went ahead, kept in shape here, Marvin Hagler went ahead and he took the Zog virus. He was sick as a dog for 2 days. At the end of 2 days, he went ahead and croaked off here because he took the damn virus here, the vaccine. You know what I mean? And so now the niggers are a little bit scared to take the vaccine, as well they should be, but they've supposedly vaccinated 100 million Zoglings here, and now the Republicans and niggers don't want to go ahead and take the vaccine, which is smart. They shouldn't here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh well, that's the way things are.
Are you taking it?
Anyway.
Alright.
Huh? I'm not going to take the virus. Tickle took the virus. I told him he was a dumbass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't want to be like them damn cats that took the damn virus, got the virus 10, 15 years ago, and every single one of the cats who had got the vaccine died. You know what I mean?
Right.
Gilman did. So what happens is, I'm telling the niggers here, is that, you know, what happens is you can take the vaccine for Dylan Storm Coop here, but what happens is that some bad, bad, bad white supremacists have poisoned your vaccine with prion poisoning. You know, what happens is that there's a new and improved Dylan Storm Coop just waiting to go ahead and kill the niggers and take the Zog vaccine. You know what I mean? And the Republicans are not taking it because they don't trust Democrats as well as they should. So, hey. Yep. If you want to go ahead, jump the line to become Soylent Boomer here, take your shot here, because Boomer Remover.
Soylent Boomer, Boomer Remover.
Boomer Remover.
It's about time.
Dylan Storm Coop, Boomer Remover. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and call it a night here because I'm tired. It's much, you know, been,
all right.
2.5 hours or something. All right?
All right. Hail victory.
So, record it here. Hail victory.
Yeah. All right.
Good night.
White men clad in black are we, aye, aye, oh, and we'll stamp out the tyranny, aye, aye, oh. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawn, let red blood flow. When Adam delved and Eve defend, Kyrie, oh, who was then the ruling man? Kyrie, white men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawn, let red blood flow. For white men their rifles shoot, the Jews are laid low. On sogling necks we stomp our boots to stamp out gospel. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. The regime must only love its greed, aye, aye, oh, the love of God our only need, aye, aye, oh. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawn, let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our cause is right, aye, aye, oh, our sons won't have to go and fight, aye, aye, oh, white men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow.